Even if it's like the Parkland, what's your take? It's like, oh, are you asking me to write a joke about Parkland?
Yeah.
All right. Give me a minute.
Yeah. Our take is what everybody's is. It's bad. And we don't like it.
9/11 was wrong. Like, okay.
Yeah. All right. That's
that was one of my first ones I remember when I was going like, it was in LA, but I was going like, guys, it's terrible. But, you know, at least it was New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And it was like people in LA could get behind it. It's like, I don't know. You got to think of something funny. That's your fucking job.
Yeah, that's your job.
Burn Hollywood, burn.
Dog is fucking killing me. If you hear a squeaking, it's the dog. Look, train your dog to fucking bite people. Don't train him not to fucking... It's so annoying. The whining is so annoying. And trust me, I've seen kids who whine too. Cry. Throw a temper tantrum. Hit somebody. Punch someone in the fucking dick. It's better than whining. It's better than whining.
I want to know with her. How can she...
I'll fucking punch a kid. Not right away. I'm not saying I have any sort of bravado. I'm saying prediction. I will punch a child. If they continue to whine and I can't find release or relief from that whining, what will happen is, in the end, I will punch a child. Guys, welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast. My name is Ari Shaffir. I'm the host today. Let's see if I'm recording. I am. So I'm going to do something different today. Usually, I record an intro. I record an intro and outro after I've already recorded the conversation. I say, hey, we're going to talk about this and this, you know, or we had a good time. And then I can save a podcast. Maybe someone has a special to promote or a book or some shit like that. Never had an author on. And I can like record it in fucking November, release it in January. And by then I'm like, well, here's my tour dates I have, you know, my January tour dates. Now, you might have heard about this, but the virus, the Jews released in October of last year, 2 years ago. Wuhan, China, backfired and ended up ruining the entertainment industry, which is the industry I live in. So there are no tour dates. So we're going to talk about, well, I got nothing to promote. I got my YouTube channel. Please subscribe. Hit the subscribe button if you would. I got a Patreon account, patreon.com/RHVR, but nothing's time sensitive. Nothing's time sensitive. But you know something that is time sensitive? Nate Bargatze. He's got a new special out. The Greatest Average American. It's right now out on Netflix. Nate is one of the best stand-up comics working today, and I'm not exaggerating. I mean, like, I like to go conservative on this. Because if you say someone's the best, people are like, well, what about so-and-so? And you're like, that's also an acceptable answer, you know? If you go, let's say for a while, Emmitt Smith and Barry Sanders, top two running backs. And you go, if you go, Emmitt's the best, you're like, no, Barry Sanders more electric. And you might have a point. But if you say conservatively, Emmitt Smith is a top three running back in the league right now. No one could be like, no way. And that's still a great compliment. Top three in the league. Still a great compliment. Thank you for not whining anymore. I do appreciate that. So I'm saying conservatively, Nate is just in terms of his output and his level that he's hitting on stage. I don't even know who you would put it. Top 10? I mean, in a real conservative way. And anyone you point to is like, I'm saying, like, look at those people now. Whoever you're like, what about, I don't know who, Richard Pryor. It's like, yeah, it's not working much, you know? We're not talking about that. We're talking about people right now. Not even 7, 8 years ago. Right now. Top 10, conservatively. I think higher. I think a lot higher. But he's got a new special out called The Greatest Average American. His last special, the Tennessee, I think it was the Tennessee Kid was his last one, was his first one on Netflix. He might have one in between there. I don't know. And then he had his half hour on Netflix too. He crushes it. He crushes it every time. He kills. And we have gotten a friendship going. Over the years, Nate and I have developed a friendship, which is interesting because I'm only friends generally with, besides friends from high school and college, with comedians that I've hung out with in New York and LA and Edinburgh, Scotland. And that's it. And Nate and I have never lived in the same city. But we've become friends. We share a certain value system. Every comic, you should know this, talks shit about other comics. Every good comic. They do it privately. It's probably like your industry too. You know, you talk about the other people at Walmart. You don't do it on the fucking loudspeaker. You do it in the fucking break room until Samantha walks in. Then everyone's like, yeah, so let's go back to talking about the surprise party for Jim. Right? You make it happen. So I have, some people I know I can always talk shit with. And Nate's one of them. Interestingly, about Nate's stand-up, I should do a sponsor in a second. But interestingly about Nate's stand-up, make sure to watch it right now. The Greatest Average American on Netflix, available right now. Interestingly about Nate's stand-up is, and this is not the reason he's good. This has, to me, nothing to do with it, or very, very little to do with it. He's incredibly clean. So I only say that because if you're looking for a special to watch with your dad or your mom or somebody real conservative, you're never going to go wrong with Nate's stuff. You will go wrong with my stuff. You have to, with my stuff, you have to, when someone walks in, you have to pause it and say, like, well, let's wait for them to fucking clear. I don't know what they are. Not Nate. He's clean. But again, it's not what makes him good. You wouldn't even notice it if I hadn't told you. You wouldn't even notice it that he never curses. And it's weird that he, that clean guy, has become friends with a guy who only curses, who's filthy, a degenerate, who you should never. I try to give everyone, every time I do radio somewhere, I'm like, by the way, what do they want to tell the fans? I'm in Hawaii. Tell the fans, I'm like, oh, if you're Christian, don't come to this show. You're not going to like it. Do yourself a favor. Don't be mad later. Just don't come. It's okay. Nate doesn't have to do that. So we talked about this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this conversation in 2 hours. So let's do the intro now. Yeah, I never do it like that. So here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about these fucking actors at Hollywood opening their goddamn mouths to have political opinions that they haven't even researched and no one gives a fuck about. We hate you, Hollywood. We hate you. And every time you look down on us, first of all, I think it comes from a place of you think you're better than the common person. And you're not. You're not. You know what you did well? You strung together 3 good auditions in a row 7 years ago. And that's it. And if not for that, I'm telling you, you'd be doing a fucking tour at goddamn Great Adventure. While you're paying for acting classes trying to fuck some new young actress or actor. You're not intelligent and you haven't researched any of this stuff. There's a few actors that are good at acting. And I mean like a few. Like 6 at any time. And the rest of them are easily replaceable. And you know it. And so you try to talk down to the rest of the people like we're commoners. And we sense it. We sense it on the left and the right. It's got nothing to do with that. Sometimes it's political. Other times it's about your dumb fucking cause that we don't care about. And we're struggling. Regular people have real struggles. They have to make ends meet. And again, I know what you're saying. But I'm not nearly as wealthy as you think I am. I don't. I lose a lot of money. So that's what we talked about. We talked about these dumb fucking Hollywood people who talk down to the rest of us. Whereas we try to stay in our lane, try to be funny. That's what Nate does. He has a podcast too called Nate Land, and he ain't fucking telling you how to feel. He's making fun of himself. That's it. His special ain't going to be like, let me tell you what we need to make trans people feel well. He ain't doing that. He's just going to make you laugh. I mean, I remember after 9/11, I was working at the Comedy Store, so I didn't have a TV at the time. And people started calling the phones like, you have a show tonight? And we're like, no, we don't. It's Tuesday night. We didn't have a show Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. But people kept calling. They're like, I need a show. I need to come and forget about what's going on. I need to lose the reality. Isn't that the great thing about stand-up? Everyone's upset about politics or whatever. And you're like, well, I can go to stand-up. I'll just hear jokes about some guy painting his lawn green. Or fucking, you know. My dog always barks when the mailman's out. I don't even know who I'm making fun of anymore. But you know, I'm not going to tell you how to vote. Well, personally, I say don't vote, but the revolution. I've been talking about this. It's coming. But anyway, we're not talking about that. What Nate and I are talking about is how these guys are fucking dumb, talk down to you, and how fucking infuriating it is. So I'm going to talk to him about 2 hours, and then we're going to fucking do it here. So again, you guys, well, let's do a quick break from our sponsor. Let's say, guys, if you don't mind, give me 1 minute. Let's do a sponsor read, and I'll come right back for the end of the intro. So please, now, a word from our sponsor. Hola, señores y señoreses. Mi nombre es Ari Shafir. Yo soy en Suramerica. Ahora. Hello, everybody. That Spanish lesson is brought to you by YoKratom.com. Do you like drogas? I saw a thing on a fucking graffiti, and it said, it was like Monica Monica was here. And then somebody was like, she is a drug addict. She's drogressed now, or something like that. Who doesn't love drugs? Guys, drugs are now available all over the world. It's really united us. When everyone's saying, let's tear us apart, what's tearing us apart is politics. You know what's not tearing us apart? Drug use. It's bringing us together. If I'm in some country and I'm like, hey, I like this drug, and somebody in that country would be like, I know where to get that. Or someone in that country is like, hey, I think you're a piece of shit. Guess what? That unites us everywhere. The people who think I'm a piece of shit for doing my drugs in America, there's also those people who think I'm a piece of shit for doing those drugs in fucking Sweden. And Kratom is a great new drug. Kratom will fucking get you there. That's my thing for drugs. It needs to get you there. Okay? If it doesn't get you there, like shitty fucking... You ever smoke weed in a country that's like, what? What is this? It's like smoking air. It didn't get you there. You ever take some bunk acid and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and then it didn't get you there? So you can't take more acid because you're like, what if it gets you there in 2 hours? So you have to switch up and do mushrooms and acid. Guys, YoKratom.com is what I'm talking about right now. They are sponsoring this rant in particular right now. YoKratom.com, where you can get $60, you can pay that, and you get 1 kilo of Kratom. That's right. If you're a fan of Kratom, you'll know that's a good deal. YoKratom.com bypasses the store, just like a lot of these online places. Imagine a fucking Kratom shop. Shoppe. Kratom. Listen, I'm not telling you what you do. You do what you want. But I'm telling you, if you open up a ye old Kratom shop, poppy, you know, Shoppe, ye old Kratom shop, open that up, you have a ye old theme, sell maybe giant turkey legs in addition to Kratom, but you'd have to sell for way more than $60 a kilo, I guess. Yeah, because of the store. So the fact that they don't have the store means they can pass the savings on to you. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Well, at least they sponsored this thing. God, I would love a YoKratom.com shop, but it wouldn't be .com. It would be YoKratom shop. God, that'd be fucking... And you walk by and be like, are they really selling Kratom in here? And then you go in there and they're like, no, it's actually child trafficking. Kratom is a cover. God damn, these goddamn long reads. This is all part of the copy, by the way. I had a teacher, a film teacher, and he said he had used to have bootlegged copies of great old films like Taxi Driver and stuff. Illegal, super illegal. And they said he hid them under his weed, and then under his weed was his gun, and then under his gun were his illegal films. Illegally owned films. That's how illegal it was. Weed first, back then. Got to think back then. Then guns. Then the films. Why did I say that? Oh, because I'm talking about opening your Kratom store. Oh, Bandit's about to dream. YoKratom.com is sponsored. Listen to what she's saying when she dreams. She just goes off. She barks in her sleep. She's like growling at other dogs in her sleep. But it's over. I think she heard me. Anyway, guys, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kit. Fucking, I read every word. That was the exact ad read that whole time. Even the fucking the shit about Bandit dreaming. And then they gave me a fucking an audio recording of Bandit dreaming. I don't know how they got that. They said, can you please drop that in? YoKratom.com, thank you for sponsoring today's Skeptic Tank podcast episode. I went off on a tangent. Now back to the show. All right. Thank you very much for sponsoring this week's Skeptic Tank podcast. So let's start. I'm going to call Nate right now. Well, in an hour, I'm going to set up my computer and shit. And we're going to do it. Don't forget to check out his podcast, Nate Land. He's on social media, Nate Bargatze, where you will never hear a political opinion. You will never hear anything about the healthcare system. Unless it's about him forgetting to pay his goddamn premiums. You won't hear any sort of social justice thoughts or any sort of here's how you should act in your life, Nate is a fucking moron, as am I. And he stays in his goddamn lane. And I'm sorry to say goddamn, Nate. I know you're a Christian. But you know what he's not going to tell you? To go to church. Because he stays in his goddamn lane. Fuck Jesus is what I'm trying to say, Nate. Fuck Jesus right in this sweet fucking godlike asshole. It'll get me flagged. All right, so guys, check out his fucking special right now. And let's start. The greatest average American. And that's what he is. He's a fucking average American. He's Plato or Aristotle or whatever. He's dumb. And his podcast, that's his quote. He'll probably say it here. We'll see if he does. The tagline of his podcast is, it will make you dumber. That's what you're supposed to get out of your comedy, right? You don't want any fucking, oh, I learned something. No, you don't. I mean, maybe incidentally, but you just want to stay and laugh. And all these fucking comics, that's what fucking drives me too. Crazy too. And all these comics like, let me put aside the stand-up for a second and give you a message. No, give me the message with your stand-up, you fucking dickwad. And I know you guys. You guys are all fucking people themselves that are fucking annoyed by this. I get it. I know. It's so fucking frustrating. It's the version of give it up for the troops. And you got to be like, all right, but like, what do we do? Why are you waiting? Get back to it. Get back to your fucking stand-up so I can forget what's going on. Let me hear your thoughts about how to fucking sew up some goddamn drapes. I don't know what your jokes are about. Whatever they're about is fine. Okay, I'm ranting now. I'm ranting for nothing good. So anyway, you guys. This is a conversation. Two guys who stay in their fucking lane. Nate more than I do. Did I ever tell you what I think you should do? We used to have this campaign. Whenever you see a comedian on Twitter or Instagram where they're not even mentioning a joke, they're just saying, hey, you got to vote for this guy, or hey, this political candidate sucks. Even if it's a joke that you don't like, ignore that. I'm saying if it's not even a joke, is it too much to ask to have universal health care? That's it. If it's not attached to a picture where you're fucking bleeding out of your fucking eyeball or some sort of joke, it can be a light joke, just some joke. If it's not that at all, you should respond, be like, ha 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 ha. I hope this is your next Netflix special. Oh my God, you're the funniest comic. Thank you so much for always making me laugh at these amazing jokes. Shit like that. Something like on those lines. Don't tag me. Just fucking make them feel, just overly go like, wow, this is so, you're so funny. You're one of the best comics in the world, and this just shows why. Pretty much tell them like, dude, can you do a fucking joke? Who the fuck are you? Yeah, let's get that going again. And I'll say it, if I do one of those, call me on it too. Shane and I had this thing. If you see any one of us doing that thing where you go like this on stage, you're on stage and going like, let's take a selfie with the crowd behind you. Call us on it. Say, you're a fucking F-bomb. Call us on it. That's fucking lame. And I'll say it's lame now. And if I ever fall and do it, say it's lame. And I'm not talking about someone else taking a picture from the wings. I mean, like, I'm taking a picture. So only do it to people if they're not even trying to make a laugh. Forget if you're like, well, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was funny. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about if they're not even trying for a joke. You can have a fucking song version of this is you have a fucking protest song. But you don't start a song, then stop in the middle and go, hey guys, we really shouldn't be at war. I think it's terrible that innocent lives are lost. Where's the melody? And where are your fucking jokes, comics? And where are your fucking actors? Just act. You suck. Fuck you, every actor in the world. You are the most overpaid, worthless job there is. We could use your fucking CGI you from now on. We don't need you at all. Fucking mind your business and know your goddamn place, you fucktards. Anyway, with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the podcast. Don't forget, check out Nate's special, The Greatest Average American. Check out his podcast, Nate Land. And let's start. Stay in your lane with Ari Shaffir and Nate Bargatze. Or should we call it something like Hollywood's... Hey, Hollywood, quit telling us what to do. Mind your business, Hollywood. Maybe something like that. Maybe mind your business, Hollywood. Anyway, starts now.
It's the last time, who cares? Oh. Apple roared into the TV game with a morning show. A superb drama, yeah. A superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So, well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. So, if you win, right, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and fuck off, okay? So, it's already 3 hours long. Right, let's do the first award. The first.
How was your podcast today?
Wasn't. I think today was not good. I'm trying to figure something out where it's like sometimes we get to, you know, we just read facts and like learn a little stuff and try to just make jokes. It's about just being funny and like not.
Yeah.
It's nothing serious. I don't want it serious. I want it just to be telling jokes. And so today was like talking about odd jobs, and it got good at the end. Where it's like just, you know, there's a professional bridesmaid as a job. And so they go.
No, really?
Yeah. So people don't have enough bridesmaids. You can hire extra bridesmaid. So it's like just talking about, you know, it's like almost just learning that kind of stuff and then making jokes about that. And this is fun. But then we tried today was trying to, you know, like trying to tell stories and just talk. But I just don't think it was.
I always have them where I finish one or I finish some like some whatever. Do dumb fucking fake yoga.
Yeah.
But then people are like, how was it? I'm like, not so good today. And like, yeah. Why? I'm like, I don't know. It wasn't that funny. Like
your yoga thing was very funny. I didn't know what you were really doing. And, and then Steve Renzini, like he was like, I'm doing yoga. I knew you were doing yoga, but I didn't really see it. And then he said he was doing it. And so I watched one of your things. And I mean, it was so, yeah. It was step over the homeless man and like, you know, and I was like, oh, it's perfect. It's like when you think about it, you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense that he's doing that.
Because you're like, oh, well, I don't know what I expect him to be like, get your core peaceful. Like,
that's in my head, I was almost disappointed in you thinking, what are you doing, dude? You're teaching people yoga? Like, who cares? And then you do it that way and you're like, okay, well, all right, well now I'm back on board with this yoga.
You ever judge somebody and they're like, I can't believe they did that, and then you find out you're like, oh yeah, no, that they're right. I was wrong. Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah, I thought that, for the first time ever Bernie Sanders would be anti-black or something.
Yeah, yeah. Your yoga was that. I thought, what are you doing? And then I go, okay, I'm actually back on board now.
I had this moment at the Comedy Store, somebody passed by. I don't even know who it was, but they said something like ridiculous. Just somebody I'd never met before. And we're all like me and whoever was talking. Let's say it was Ren Azizi and Simone or something. We're all just like fucking weirdo. And then it was like, oh, there's no way that guy's not a comedian. That's we're at a comedy club. Somebody said something weird. That's definitely a comedian making a joke. Yeah. Like, oh, that makes a lot more sense then.
Yeah. Yeah, it does help when you say that. When you say, you go, and that's why I'll tell people I'm a comedian. You know, so many people like say they don't tell them what they are. And I did do that at the beginning, and now I just say it. A, it's too hard to keep coming up with stuff to say, and then
independent contractor.
Lie. And then the other way, you're like, yeah, if I say some, you know, not you know, my act, I don't say much, but you know, if I say something
borderline,
yeah, yeah, in your regular life, yeah. You might say something crazy, and then so you're like, yeah, I need to let them know, just even making fun of someone. Like when you're making fun of a person, and if you go, I'm a comedian, then they feel like, ah, this guy, you know, I get to be a part of it. Versus,
oh yeah,
you know, if you made fun of them and they were going,
well, what was it about when we were starting? Where it was like, was it just embarrassing to tell people because you didn't feel like you were actually a comedian? What is it?
It was all the questions you get, so you do that full time, you know. But it hurts more now when they go, so you do it full time, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Wrong, multiple dude. Netflix special. Yeah. I don't know. I'm doing well. Like, I don't know.
Go. And then I got a Netflix special, and they're like, oh, how'd you get that? You're like, I don't know, man. Like no one, you know. I thought about it recently because with that Joe, you know, there's this girl JoJo. I just found this out last night.
Rabbit.
JoJo Sweeney. She's like a kids YouTuber. And like, okay. So kids were, but she came out and said, so she's gay. She came out of the closet yesterday on YouTube or something on her videos. And she's 17. And it was just like when you said it, you're like, at first you're like, no one, who cares? Like, just be. It was like this big announcement. It was this big, everybody's going, you know, it's like all this kind of crazy stuff. And in my head, I'm like, you're 17, multimillionaire. She's been famous, you know, famous on YouTube, billions of views.
Yeah.
And just, you know, and it's just like, there's 17, dude. Yeah, that's so young. And it's like, this is not about being the gay. It's just like the idea of just being, she goes, this is the happiest I've ever felt. And it's like, I mean, you don't even know,
you're like more than Christmas when you were 12. Like how many, what do you have to compare it to?
Yeah. How could you, do it? Where is it? Yeah. It's like, how could you feel that way? Like and you're 17. I don't know if you, it's like, I guess if you're like, you feel like you've lived a lie, but you're, I was like, you're in a time where you come out, you're gay and everybody's like, no one cares. Everybody's gay.
And so you know, just, you'll get a bunch of Brave and you're like, is it? Yeah. I guess.
I mean, this is the greatest time on earth to say, announce it. This is, it's, if it's the only thing that would be hard is like your, I guess your fan, you know, your family. I get that they could have emotions inside or whatever.
Yeah, but you're not telling your family. You're telling fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
It's just like the real thing is telling your family. And then be like, oh, they were so accepting. They were so nice. And like, who are you talking to? I'm like, I'm talking to my buddy Tom.
Yeah.
I'm letting him know that my family was. I'm like, oh, you must be very happy.
Yeah. Money, people downplay the idea of people having money a lot. Yeah. Like they downplay.
What do you mean?
You know, I always think about. You know, because I've always had regular jobs before comedy. I always had like manual labor-y jobs, and I was never, no one ever had money. My parents didn't have money. No one was wealthy, and and people, they, I think these people get, not her specifically, but just a lot of people and famous, they get this, they get money, and they don't realize like how much that takes away from their lives. Like they get to then be like, how are you not upset about this? And then someone's like, man, I got two jobs. Some single mom's got two, three jobs trying to make her kids eat dinner. And it's like, you don't want to go protest with us? And she's like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, I don't have the time to even worry about this.
It's like you're in a small town in North Carolina and someone's like, there's a trans rally fucking 2 hours away. And you're like, I've never even met. Is that a real thing? I've never met any of them or seen any of them. But my son's friend is in fucking Iraq right now.
We're dealing with that. Yesterday. And are you against trans? You're like, no, I just don't have time. I can't. I'm not stopping them. I'm not in the way.
It's so amazing how everybody wants their cause to be your cause. Like if they're about into a cat adoption, they'd be like, how could there's cats in the street? And you're like, not my street. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I got other shit to worry about.
Yeah. I got other stuff. Then go get all the cats. Go get them.
Money will do that. Will make you lose focus on the things that people have to do just to survive.
Reality. It makes them lose focus on reality. Like I've become angry with it. I mean, like these people are making these shows. I always think of it with like Hollywood. Like Hollywood's like all, you know, they're all you know, it's like we don't got no much diversity and all this kind of stuff. And you want to go, well, y'all are making the movies, man. Then make a movie that's got like who's they yell at like George W. Bush won't let diversity come in. You're like, y'all make these movies, dude. Like go, you can be as diverse as you want. No one's stopping you from doing it. You're in charge of what I'm seeing. So I have no say. No one on earth, a regular person, and they attack a lot of regular people that are going to watch your dumb movies. That you're just making the same movies over and over again with the same people in it. I thought of that too. Like, these guys don't leave. Tom Hanks, what is he making, 5 movies a year? You're like, do you leave, dude? You've been Tom Hanks since I was born. I'm 41. You've been famous since I'm 41. And I love Tom Hanks. I want to see him. I like him, seeing him in these movies. But like, you want to be like, I want to see you one every 5 years. Like, I want to, you know, I want to see.
Wait it out. A Tarantino thing. We're like, oh, new Tarantino movie? Not like, well, it's spring.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Where it's, you go, if he pops up and you go, I cannot wait to see this movie.
There and you know be he's been getting into character for 3 years, yeah. like actually doing some like murder of pets and shit, or like yeah, whatever like it really, takes to yeah. get him to where he needs yeah. to.
Yeah. They, you know, I feel, I could, Leonardo DiCaprio, he does okay. He does pretty good at like not, it's kind of spacing it out. When he's going to be in something, you're like, all right, I'm excited. Brad Pitt is a little spaced out.
Brad Pitt gets some good ones.
But you know, you want to be like that excited. You used to be excited. Like that was when they first came out with Spider-Man and all that stuff. You would be like, I can't wait. And now there's been like 8 Spider-Mans.
It is funny how, yeah, you're right. Exactly. The new Spider-Man was like, I can't wait for Spider-Man. And now it's so much. The one where he's a fucking kid on like a class trip. I actually saw it, not realizing it was made for 12-year-olds. Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, this fucking sucked.
Yeah.
It is interesting though. You're right. Where they go like, why don't we have more of that? I'm like, well, talk to your boss. Who signs your checks? You met him. You met the president of the network. You're one of the big movie stars. Just instead of telling us at the Golden Globes, go tell Jim or whoever the fuck does
they
it.
They say, like, we need more diversity and all this stuff. And you just go, I mean, we know. I've tried to, you know, you try to sell TV shows. You try to do all this stuff. And, you know, it's like, yeah, dude, go make the movie that does that. I don't, it's not, it doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand what we're even talking about.
Yeah, or they'll be like, well, those won't make money. It's like, talk to marketing or make it good. I don't know. The dude who does all the movies from Atlanta, what's his name? The black guy who's made like 80 movies.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah. It's dude, like, he makes hella money and none of those are good.
Yeah, Tyler Perry does great. Like he's at least selling, he's like, he does what should be happening where he goes, I'm going to make something. I'm going to make it and I'm going to put it out. Some are good, some are not. But it's like, it's the movie's actually getting made. It's not getting caught up in like just the nonsense of everything. Yeah.
And he just there's something they said stuff. For like, people want to like vote to make the world different. But I'm like, that's such a macro idea. When it's like, you can do a micro thing where it's like, be a big brother. I don't know. What's the world you want to make? You know, just be that world. I want more mom and pops. I'm like, then why are you shopping at Amazon?
Yeah.
Fucking go get a used book from a bookstore.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Well, COVID solved all mom and pops, so they're
it solved them.
Yeah, they didn't fix that. I used to be really, you know, obviously I'd always joke about being chained, and I love chains, but I've gotten more like I don't want to, because it's just crazy to me that they can stay open and then like these small businesses are getting just crushed. And
I mean, the only thing is you just gotta like, it's not as convenient, that's all. But then when you like, or maybe they won't have every book, or maybe they won't have, but it's like, this one's good enough.
Yeah.
It's not the one I wanted, but it's not the one I didn't want.
Amazon's the one that's big. You can't stop. You almost can't stop it. They're in charge of, you know, I didn't really use Amazon a lot just because I didn't really know it. And so I still like going to stores. That's why I still like malls. I like walking and seeing what you're going to buy. And you like,
yeah, and you have no sense of fashion, so that's perfect for you.
Yeah. You got what?
Huh?
What'd you say? Yeah, no fashion.
So malls are just the perfect environment. I mean, malls are like that.
I love a mall. Don't you think you don't love a mall with being as a comedian? Don't you think we have a different relationship with malls than most? Because we've had to go. You're on the road.
And, yeah, we work it. We see them closed too. We see them like after hours.
Yeah.
And you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know what I had a real awakening is early COVID when everything was like shut down. Only like supermarkets and shit are open. You know. And I was driving from getting my dog checked out before I went to like quarantine, driving across New York, and I saw all these clothes like H&M's and like the Gap and shit like that. And they all just seem so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, is that all we were? Yeah. Human wallets for a while? Yeah. Like, ugh, none of that matters.
I went to Vegas, a month ago, and it feels like you're on a movie set. Like you just see.
Why?
You know, it's Bruce Springsteen, this right here. Watch Jerry Seinfeld, like all these big names, and it's just like boarded up, and like it was depressing.
Oh, really?
It's not boarded up, but it's like all the things are locked. You can't go into all the theaters are closed. There's no shows. You can go to a restaurant. You can gamble. When you gamble, they have like a plastic thing in between you. You got to wear your mask the whole time. It's, you know, that's really that's open. There's no shows. But like seeing all the signs, I mean, all the, you know, all these crazy, all these crazy bright lights of Vegas of like, wow, this place is amazing. I mean, the strip of Vegas is just brutal. Like you can't They tell you not to really walk on it. They go,
why?
Because it's just so dangerous. I mean, there's just, now it's like people are just getting robbed left and right, like on the strip.
Damn.
If you go outside.
So really?
Yeah. And you go, I mean, that's what they were telling us. And people were saying, like, don't go. You know, we walked out. I mean, you know, homelessness is through the roof right now. And like, so there's, it's, I mean, it's the craziest of crazy is kind of out on these streets.
And that's so how I was in the East Village. And I was like, is it more homeless or did all the homeless just leave like Times Square because nobody's there and go to the East Village?
Maybe. Yeah. You know, they, yeah. I mean, the, yeah. Jay was talking about that. Jay, when I just saw Jay and he was saying how it's, you know, he's like, you go outside, like they get outside and smoke a cigarette or something. It's just, it's not, it
it's crazy because Jay lives on the block of a police precinct.
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, it's not right in front of our precinct, so yeah, we're good. So they off, they throw him out and they just walk three doors down to Jay's. Yeah. Just like shit on his stoop.
Yeah. And Jay looks like a put together homeless person, like a guy that.
So they're like, you're one of us. You get it.
Yeah. He's got fingerless. How'd you get access gloves, to the inside? A cigarette. You're like, he's like the guy. He's like the guy that can has the best fake ID for homeless people buying beer. Like he's just. They're like, no, he's our guy we send into places because he looks like he at least should be going in.
Like that Eddie, remember that Eddie Murphy where he put on white makeup and tried to live white in SNL? And it was just like, no, take it, man. He's like, what? What is it about? Okay, so let's get into this a little bit because when I first started noticing it, I didn't know when it started. When I noticed it was the George Bush election and all these I don't want to call them liberals. I just call them famous people. And they happen to be more liberal, I guess, but they're just famous people telling everybody else how they should act, how they should vote, how they should act. And it was just immediately just condescending. It was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. It's, well, I remember it. I mean, so you've been doing comedy for 40 years. So you might, you know, to me it was like social media. Once you got to see these guys' personalities, and then they, and the idea of this platform thing, everybody thinks they have a platform now. And so the idea, everybody wants a platform and everybody wants a voice. It'll be, think about like someone reads a comment on this podcast when they're going to be like, this one was boring. I'm not going to watch it. You're like, well, why do you think we want to know? Like, you know,
it's, yeah, it's like, tell your buddy that.
Yeah. It's like, tell me
that.
It's like someone that goes, account. Oh, I'm not going to listen to Ari's podcast anymore. And you're like, oh, you go just quit listening. He goes, nah, I'm probably going to leave a comment. Let him know I'm leaving. Listening,
yeah, unsubscribe. But, yeah, that's my favorite. You're like, but, so you took more time, to let the guy know. I go, imagine going into a fucking Hardee's and be like, hey, I'm not gonna eat here. Burger King's got flame boiled, so I'm gonna go next door.
Which would be a very funny sketch to shoot, like real. If you were a YouTube commenter,
unsubscribing in real from life,
just going and you're, what are we doing to this Hardee's? You go, I don't like their service here, and I'm going to go tell them. I'm going to yell it right when I walk in and tell them I'm never coming back. And you go, oh, that's cool. You have
to back it up with your buddy. Like, wait, why are you getting off? This isn't our exit. I'm like, there's a Hardee's here I got to stop in at.
I got to go to every one of them. So when I see one, I run in and say I don't appreciate their business.
But, yeah, it's that platform that people feel like they have. It was weird. It used to be a movie star, and you'd be like, I don't know anything about that guy's life. He's probably destroyed some hotel rooms. I don't know anything about it. But –
you made it in your head.
His works are pretty good.
You made it up in your head. You wanted them to be the, you know, Guns N' Roses of the world, where you want them to be these rock stars, and you're like, I can't. You're just imagining what they do. It's probably more than they're actually doing. But that was the, that's what sold the tickets. Really, was you go, man, I what kind of lifestyle? You know, I mean, that's why like Entourage was such a good TV show, especially for dudes. It was like, it was just like a, you get to watch like every guy that dreams of being famous.
Yeah.
And live that kind of big A-list lifestyle and do those things, which, I mean, truthfully, I don't know. Could they even make, would they even let them do Entourage now? I mean, it was, you know, I mean, they still air.
Oh, you mean like fucking people and like just, anything.
Just like all women, like, yeah, just, you know, like just chicks. I mean, obviously, there's still movies that do that stuff. But I'm watching James Bond. I never watched any of the really James Bond. And so I'm
it's hilarious. I just saw Spectre and Casino Royale. And it's just like, he didn't even win these chicks over. He's just like there. And they fall for him. It's so shitty. It's like they didn't take the step of like writing how he wins them over. They're just like, well, you know, he's Bond.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you want to see, do you want to go see him sit down on a dinner date? I mean, he opens the door, then just these women are on board. He's got a major drinking problem.
The one chick just lost her husband, and she's fucking James Bond and giving her, giving him secrets.
Yes. Well, I mean, he's got a major drinking problem. I mean, through the roof drinking problem. And just the stuff that he's involved in is you think you need your wits about you. And this guy's a mess. I mean,
you gotta use a gun and you're drunk. That's not smart.
And I mean,
heavy machinery is problematic.
Oh yeah, straight alcohol too. It's like all martinis. It's not like he's having a couple beers, you know, during the day. It's
he's not like Sal Volcano. Like, let's crack one, you guys.
Yeah,
he's just like, you know, straight liquor. Whoa, straight
scotch. Like, yeah, I mean, just this, just the worst.
Out of the bottle.
Just a nightmare.
Yeah.
Anyway, he has a bunch of women. Anyway, so back to like, yeah, I do think it's a platform thing. I think people think they have a platform. I think people want to, you know, like, you know, during the 50s and 60s when like Martin Luther King was like doing, people like they want to stand up for something. And I honestly don't think that there's that much stuff to stand up for anymore.
I think it's that too. I think there's no Vietnam to protest. Yeah. And there actually are like six or seven Vietnams going on right now, but people are just like, we don't really know about it that much.
Country, it's like, I don't
care. Yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah, exactly. So it's stuff like
more like where I tried to, where you kind of take yourself out of like here and you go, oh, see, that's where I think celebrities don't think about other people. And I know someone could be listening to this and they think we're talking about celebrity, like we could be celebrities or we are celebrities to some people.
But we're not. Hate that shit where it's like, you're famous. I'm like, no, some people know me, but neither one of us are famous.
No, no. It's like,
and I heard Conan talk about it once where like, if you get famous when you're younger, it's like you're warped forever. But if you get famous, like he did into his like 40s, you're like, I've already become a man.
Yeah.
And then it happened.
Just, they like your work. I always say you make it, you become famous at 20 or 40. No one makes it in the middle. You either get it early or you have to go through the ropes. And then, they all think these have these platforms. And like, yeah, people want to stand up and be like, I'm against this. And you should know I'm against this. And it's, and not saying that there's no problems in the world. Like, that's too, like, where you have to apologize for it. You know, I know that there's burglaries. I know I said that I've never seen one, but people do break into people's houses. Like, you know, it's kind of like you're apologizing for just,
it's like nonsense. So you and I know when you're doing stand up, like you want to give as little of that as possible.
Yeah.
You want to just go straight to the jokes.
Yes.
So if I say something about, I don't know, like, I was staying at Nate's house and late at night I went to his pantry and I stole some M&Ms.
Yeah.
Now no one's going to be like, dude, there are some robberies. You should mention that that's wrong. Yeah. And but then like there's other things that are more hot button that you have to stop. And it's like, you're just slowing me down for making jokes. When guys, we're all on the same side. We're all against slavery.
Yeah.
I don't have to say it.
Yeah. Well, that's a big, everybody apologizing for something, or like everybody has to acknowledge, another big part of this with the celebrities, they think everybody's dumb and
they think everybody's a moron.
They think everybody's dumb. And so cause they all think that's why all these governors like get caught, breaking their own rules with COVID, because they go, well, I'm not going to get, I know how to do it properly, but you idiots don't understand it, so I gotta lock you up. And then other celebrities go, I'm not gonna get it either. Everybody thinks there's this imaginary other dumb people that they're talking to. And you're like, no, dude, they're talking to you. They think you're stupid. They don't think
it's like texting and driving.
Texting and driving. They watch.
Everyone's like, I do it, but I do it right. Yeah. No one else should do it. No, you do it wrong too.
You do it wrong too. No one should be doing it, but like, do whatever you're gonna go do. Like, it's, the other night in a basketball game, Kyrie Irving, they were trying to hug. Two players tried to hug after the game from opposite teams, and the game ended. And they just got done playing the full game, and they come over and they grab him. They go, you can't hug. And it's like, well, they just basically were hugging for an hour on the basketball court as they sweated over each other, back, you know, boxing each other out. And they go, you can't hug. And it goes, that's how stupid they think everybody is. They think someone's at home going, dude, they just hugged after the game. I guess COVID's over. And then they just run outside. And like, that's what they, you know, but I mean, that's why are these football players wearing a mask on the, right when they get off the field? Why does Patrick Mahomes...
punching each other right in their face, yeah. helmet to helmet, face mask to, here's some. Yeah. And it's like, no, I put the mask on.
And then
on
they
now.
Go stand alone on the sideline and they have a mask on. And because they think you're stupid, dude. They think you're...
Rogan said that about the UFC when they start, right when they started coming back. Mm-hmm. They were like, all right, so we've got to be in this like locked up bubble for like a week or two or whatever. Yeah. Everyone who comes in gets tested. You get tested again before the fight. And then... Then at the end, they're like, I can't interview the guys. Like, we're all clear in here. Yeah. We've created a bubble.
Yeah. There's no point to a bubble. There's no point to any.
Dude, I saw a fucking, where I was walking in like near the Amazon out here. Yeah. And I saw a bridge, just one of those rickety bridges with a fence. And in Spanish, it said, don't come in here. We don't want your COVID. We have made ourselves a fucking village.
Oh.
And yeah, and they just locked themselves out. They had fucking chickens and fucking...
They have
farms and everything. And they're just like, we ain't getting it. No one's coming in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was like, cool.
Yeah. Then that's what, like, that's, I mean, those people are going to be, they're going to rule the world when it all comes crashing down.
Yeah, they're going to wait.
I mean, yeah, all they got to do is sit and wait. And then when we all end up relying on them, that's what they like. You always think that with like people being stupid. I was trying to talk about this on stage. So I'm like, but I remember I had a guy that I worked with that didn't, I mean, he would just like, you'd be like, oh, we're going to, talking about Hawaii. He's like, how long can you drive there? Like, you know, asking a question like that. Like, he doesn't know where Hawaii is on the map. Yeah. But he can give birth to cows and he could survive off the land. So it's like his brilliance is just not, he didn't read books. But he could, but he will never be hungry where you will crumble. If your Wi-Fi goes out, you're a wreck. Where this guy.
Yeah, that's it.
Couldn't have, so it's like, I shouldn't judge this guy and make fun of him for this one. I mean, for this one thing, when he can do so many other. Like if you
it's like your book. He's booked on, but it's like, where do you think your burger came from that you're eating?
Yeah, where do you? Like, I mean,
that
where
was
you,
me.
The words that you read on that paper. Where do you? How do you think that got? You know, guys like that. Ink, that fit. You know, they're that are making these all this stuff. They don't understand. You gotta, yeah. Everybody's got, and with celebrities with money too, because that's what I always think too. Like we see all these celebrities, and they got so much money, and I always think like I never want to talk. You never. Why would you ever talk down to like some these other people? I'm not better than them. They're all probably logistically. I mean, statistically, they're going to be smarter than whatever one celebrity is. Statistically speaking. You're going to be talking, you got to be talking to a percentage of a crowd that's going to be Harvard grads or whatever they are, super smart. Yeah. So who am I to go talk to an audience and go like, you should do this when we know how hard it is and how much work it is to make even, to even be known in this world. We are tricking people into paying money to listen to us. And be funny. And like, so that's a ton of work. All your focus and obsession has to go to that. So if you then tell me, but the whales are dying, I'm like, well, I don't know how you've really, how'd you learn that? Did you read a lot about that? No, you're probably like everybody else and you just read headline.
Saw a headline. Yeah.
No one's self-awareness is gone. Self-awareness.
Or it'll be like, this new strain of COVID's way worse. I'm like, because of the one news article that you read, and that guy says it's way better because of the one news article he read. No one's actually researching it.
Nobody.
Or finding out the truth. They're just like, I read a thing I like in a fucking news source that only tells me things I like, and that's it. I'm good.
Think about if you try to get a news source. Like when I've tried to find a very unbiased news source. It's very hard to do. And it's, I tend to like, you almost got to go to someone that would, like, to me, a good sign of someone that would at least be an unbiased news source is, like, someone that didn't vote for Trump, but they don't hate Trump. Like, that would be a person that's, like, they're not delusional enough to be just on the running rampant on some, like, you know, like, I think he's Hitler. I think he's, like, they're just so, like,
and then you got to be like, dude, you lost me.
Yeah, you need someone that's, like, lives in a reality that goes, like, yeah, dude, he was a president. He did some things good, some things bad. We got another one now. And, you know, they don't, like, there's no emotion in it.
Yeah, I wanted to have something, like, even a year ago when people, like, shitting on Trump, especially me in New York, like, a very liberal bubble. So, like, whenever people want to shit on him, I'm like, oh, we can shit on him. Can you just name me three things that he's done in 3 years that's been good?
Yeah.
Just three.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about all the shitty stuff. And they're like, nothing. I'm like, wow. Well, it's probably not going to be an honest conversation.
Yeah, you're like, nothing. Like, yeah. Yeah, like, if you broke down Hitler, you could be like, I bet there's, like, got to be some policy that you're like...
The VW bug?
Yeah.
That's one. Less Jews? That's two?
Yeah. What else? He gets so quickly into that one. Like, you're like...
It's like, he's like from heaven going, don't forget the Jews part. I stand by that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got another one. He's waiting. Hey, no, go ahead. I got one. Go ahead. I got one. Yeah.
Dude, I just saw a quote by Adolf Eichmann. Yeah. You know, he's one of the higher ups, and he goes, you know, right before he got hung or whatever, he goes, you're gonna hang me thinking I feel all this regret for like all the Jews that died, that all they killed, and like that I'm gonna feel so bad. I did that on purpose. Like, I was going for that. Why would I feel regret? I killed 6 million, you guys, and I only went for 1 million. Yeah. I'm a winner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be basically, you're like, that's pure evil. That's like, it's, but he's not hiding his pure evil. You're like, that's the pure evil that you're seeing.
Yeah. There is a thing with celebrities, especially actors, Hollywood in general, where they do think they're better than you. And it's a combination of lost touch and I think you're not as good as me based on nothing that I've personally accomplished. Mm-hmm. You know, like if a scientist looks down on me for being dumb, or I met a guy who was like one of the top, like, crossword puzzle makers. And I was like, we're talking about memory, and how I was like, my memory's not so good. I smoke a lot of weed, and that's probably why. And he goes, I smoke a lot of weed, and I write crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's the difference? He goes, I read, Ari. You don't read. Maybe it's that. Okay, fair enough. But like, that's a guy who can look down on me.
Yeah.
I'm way dumber than him.
Yeah.
But Kim Kardashian is not better than us.
No.
Just because, like,
none of these people, they lose regular people in their life. Like, I really believe, I've always. What I try to do is like you got to be talking to your like regular people. You got to have regular your buddies that you grew up with. You got to like stay connected with some, and it doesn't be regular people like as far as people you grew up with. It just like you need to have friends that are, you know, that have just a regular job and they go to work and they come home and they're living the normal, what typical normal life is.
Yeah,
because if you get yourself surrounded,
you have something
people,
to draw on, especially if you're standing. You have something to draw from. It's like
you need something to draw some, but you need it like to be checked back into reality when you go, did you see this on Twitter? Why is everybody going crazy? And the person goes, I don't have a Twitter on my phone. I don't know what you're talking about. And you go, okay, that's right, because you're normal, and the world is not Twitter. And then
I heard somebody say something once about a joke about it made about like TSA, and they're like, you know, Ari, like more than half the country will not fly this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, interesting. Wow.
I saw that someone said that comment, and they go, why do comics always have jokes about airplanes? Like, you know, with most
and
people,
coffee shops.
Yeah. And most people are like, yeah, I'm not flying once a year, maybe. And I mean, you know, most people are like, I haven't flown ever, or 5 years since I've flown. And but it's, you know, that's our life. And we just think everybody's doing it. And so you end up talking about it, but it does make a lot of sense. And you like, that's where self-awareness to me is drifting away, and self-awareness is just so important. And especially if you live in this world that we're in of, you know, like if me and you, we're doing this podcast now, but if, you know, when when I'm here, I'm like, hey, you want to go golf on Tuesday? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. That's fine. Like, there's never a question whether you can or can't. It's Tuesday during the day. You can.
Of course I can. Yeah.
Yeah. And most other people, you go, can I do it? They're like, no, dude, I work. Like, when I can't, I can golf on Saturday and Sunday.
I love losing that. You're like, dude, you're like, oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Next week, too. Sorry. Like, yeah, every week.
Dude. Yeah. Next week. Are you busy next week? He's like, yeah, dude, it's a full time job. Like,
it's Tuesday. Like, I'm never going to be available on Tuesday.
I'll never be.
But I'm like, it's so much busier on Saturday and Sunday. Let's go weekday.
Let's go during the week, dude. Like, you're going to see a movie at noon, no one will be there. And he's like, what, dude? No. That's impossible. And we don't know. And you go, that's right. It is impossible. Yeah. And you don't. But so those people that get high up, they don't have that. People do whatever they want, and they get so, you know, you've seen some of it now with COVID. Is funny because it's kind of sniffed some people out because they don't know how to react. You know, like Ellen DeGeneres had, you know, like people went after her. Like, she was doing those videos from her house, and it's just like her house is crazy. It's this gigantic.
But have some self-awareness. Yeah. Make fun of. I remember an old Jim Carrey joke where it's like he just come back to the store for like the 30th anniversary or something, So, and he was just now Jim Carrey. Like, yeah. he just started movies, you know, and yeah. he was on top of the world for a while. It's like Schwarzenegger straight to Jim Carrey yeah. in terms of like, and they go, let me do some relatable material. And people ask me, hey, Jim, or he goes, so I was fucking four supermodels the other day, and the least attractive one says, save your load for me. Huh? You yeah. guys, can you relate? Yeah. But at least he's aware enough that he's mocking that yeah. he's, that yeah. he can't relate. Yeah, yeah. Someone like Ellen does that.
She did a special called Relatable, and she made a lot of jokes like that. But it's like with COVID and people having to do these Zooms and all this stuff from home. Like they're not aware.
Just stay home. There's plenty to do at home. Just play tennis on your tennis court.
You have a curtain behind you. It's like don't do the Zoom in your living room that shows that you have a football field inside of your living room. Maybe don't like, you know.
Uh-huh. I was watching Yoga with Adrian, I was. A chick was like watching it, and so I passed by, and she's like one of the top, you know, online yoga instructors, and I just looked behind her. It was one of those crates, you know, but it's like the nice crates. Yeah. It's not like one somebody had for yeah. whiskey. It's like, and I was like, that cost her $8,000.
Yeah.
That thing behind her cost her $8,000. Yeah. Like, she ain't normal, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, people don't live normal, and they don't know. That's the hardest part to me is like dealing with all this stuff, and like it infuriates me. When I go to like Hollywood and pitch TV shows, I would always tell them, like, I was like, you gotta realize, I was like, most of the country hates you. They hate. And, I was like saying, like, I would always tell them, like, Tim Allen's show, like, it's back now, but it was
back. They can't, that was the weirdest one. They canceled it because he voted for Trump. It was getting ratings.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
there was
yeah,
no reason. It didn't say anything people didn't like. They're just yeah. like, we don't like him. His politics. Well,
they say that that's not true, but I told them, I go, well, everybody thinks that. In the middle of the country, everybody thinks. We talked about spanking on when I shot my pilot, and I talked to someone there, and she goes, I mean, does anybody really spank anymore? And I was like, we're in Beverly Hills, and I was like, look, I know right here, but if I go drive 10 miles any other way, there's spanking that's happening. Like, that's not...
it's going on. That's why when Adrian Peterson was like, they beat his kids, like, you got to stop. And then that's all the other football players. Like, how do you feel about it? They're like, well, yeah, what do you mean? You got to beat your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
like, I don't know why he's suspended. Maybe.
How do you feel about that? You're like, I don't know. Face? It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, he could have, yeah. I guess not use a closed fist is the only thing I would say.
But I'm not even sure about that. That's just, I guess.
Go. I'm just saying that because the way your tone is coming at me feels like it's bad. that's all they can go off of.
You ever agree with somebody just because you think they think something, but you don't really care? That's what I do all the time with the COVID now. People are like, it's fucking mask. That doesn't help anything. I'm like, I know, right?
Yeah.
And then people are like, how can these people not wear a mask? I'm like, idiots, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just like, dude, I don't want to talk.
I do it with, I think I'd say that joke in my, or something like that along those lines in the specials like that. I've thought of it too. I went to a place recently and, I took my mask off because I felt uncomfortable having it on. So many had it off that I just go, like you walk in, you're like, I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't even believe it. I don't want to bother anybody. I think COVID's a made up thing. You just go, yeah, you do. You just go with whatever. But I've been to a gas station that's a little bit farther out. And I mean, you look like a crazy person walking in there with a mask. No one has one on. And I like that. I like seeing it.
I'm like, to each their own. It's just weird when they're like, hey, we don't believe in the virus here. I'm like, oh, okay. And then they look at you with the mask. They're like, no, I mean, take that thing off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, shit. Yeah. All right. I didn't know it would be like that.
Is it? But overall, people, like I've been too, because everybody's going crazy about people with masks. I've seen everybody's. I'm in Nashville. I went to a NASCAR race. People wearing masks. Everybody generally.
It's become normalized.
Masks. Yeah.
Mid March before like the real lockdown started when they were threatening maybe we're going to close New York. I remember going outside with them like, ugh, I'm such a fucking idiot. What am I looking like? Yeah. And then I'd pass other people. I'm like, I'm not judging them though.
Yeah.
So what am I worried about?
Yeah.
Getting judged.
Yeah. It's, I always say like, if you can, it can be whatever you, if you don't want to see mask when you go out, then you won't see mask. If you do want to see mask, you will see mask. If you want to be a guy that gets to go, I went to this place and none of them had a mask on. I don't believe when someone says that, I'm like, that's not true. There's no way. Where? It's because they don't want to see mask. They want to then go, can you believe that these people are breaking all the rules? A lot of tattletales, which there was something that,
The double X. It's on my back.
I thought you were talking to a dog.
My sign.
No,
it's in the kitchen.
Like a dog at first because I couldn't hear you and you were looking down.
What if I train my dog to get my new batteries?
Do you have a, yeah, is your dog there? Do you have a dog there?
Yeah, I took her with us.
Really?
Yeah. We just got her shots. She's fine. She loves it. She plays with all the strays.
Do you think that was the question nuts. I was about to ask? That's a very liberal Hollywood question. Does your dog have the shots, Ari? Did you do the proper...
the vaccine?
Does the dog have the vaccine? It is the COVID vaccine? How hated would you be? If you want to be the most hated person ever.
If I got my dog a vaccine?
Say you got your dog vaccinated. And guess what, guys? We did three of them. So we did one.
Just to be safe.
We did both. We did two of both.
Dude, I might actually make, because you know I love playing the heel. I might actually make a video of my dog getting the fucking get a vet going like it's COVID, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like,
thanks. Thank you. And then they go for you too. You go no. I'm good.
I don't believe in it.
Yeah, I don't believe in it.
Do you know? I read a thing like a third to half of all the Floridians who got the COVID virus vaccine, missed their second appointment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they just wasted a dose.
Yeah. I could see. Well, yeah. Why do they have to go get two doses? No one knows.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
So let me ask you a question. You've seen, you know, I should change these batteries real quick. Let me change the batteries because I'll ask questions. It's a good part.
I'm going to make sure my video is still recording.
Guys, there's two ways to achieve the kind of high that your mother told you about when she was rocking you to sleep. The second is 3chi.com. The first is guzzling cum. Guzzling truckloads of cum. I mean, just having them just back that thing up and then just lift the bed and you just sit with your fucking mouth open and just guzzle that cum. And after a while, after 3 or 4 or even 5, maybe, depends on your metabolism, truckloads of cum, you eventually get to this state where you're like neither in this realm or the other. You're high. You're considered high. And that's great. An easier way to get that same level of high is from 3chi.com. 3CHI.com. It rhymes. 3chi. It's the industry leader in Delta THC products and won't make you throw up cum the next day. All the products are formulated by a biochemist made in the USA with USA grown hemp. However, if you want to get high off that cum, you may also, I suggest, only guzzle the cum of Americans. It's the best way to help this country get back together. But back to 3chi.com. It's Delta 8. Do you know what Delta 8 is? I didn't until they came to me with this. And when Gas Digital came to me and said, hey, Ari, we got an advertisement for you. And I was like, what is it? He goes, 3chi.com. I was like, what is that? It's Delta 8. I'm like, what is that? He goes, oh, dude, everybody here at Gas Digital's fucked the fuck up off this shit. I'm like, what? Yeah, they sent us a hella free product and we are fucking gone. And I was like, what's it made of? And he's like, what? And I was like, how do you make it? And he was like, make what? And I was like, what? And he was like, wait, dude, what were we talking about? So my point is, you guys, you can keep guzzling.com if you want, or you can go to 3chi.com. It's an amazing buzz and a great body feel, but with a clear head and less anxiety and paranoia. And your mother, she's not going to have an issue with you the way she will if you just guzzle cum. And it's not like, look, if you do it in private, if you're a cum guzzler, that's totally cool. You know what I mean? But once it gets in the newspapers, and it will if you're setting like world records of cum guzzling, it'll get in the papers. She's going to have to answer to that at her church or synagogue, and it's going to be like mosque even. And it's going to be an embarrassment for her. You know it. But if it's in the newspaper that you took some 3chi.com, her friends aren't even going to just notice it. They're just going to talk to her about their neighbors whose friend went to Harvard. Go to 3chi.com and retailers around the country. But if you go to 3chi.com, use promo code SKEPTIC at the checkout. Receive 5% off your order. They got vapes. They got gummies, tinctures. All Delta 8. It's like THC, but it ain't THC. It's like CBD, but it'll get you fucked up. So I don't know how much CBD you have to fucking use to get fucked up. You probably have to take a CBD gummy and then chase that with like 2 truckloads of cum and guzzle it. You can't just drink it. You gotta, oh yeah. Did I make myself clear? You guys, you can't just drink cum. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about guzzling cum. Or again, 3chi.com could be the way you go also, which is just, you know, a gummy, a vape, Anyway, use promo code SKEPTIC at checkout. Receive 5% off your order. And you honestly, you got to be 21. You got to be 21 to purchase it. You don't, however, have to be 21 to get that fucking cum guzzling going. Thank you, 3chi.com, for sponsoring this podcast. They do let me say whatever I want, as long as I promote the product. And I do. Use promo code SKEPTIC at 5% off your order. 3chi.com. Now back to the show. Does your dog ever whine?
A little bit.
God, this next door neighbor dog is just so fucking annoying. It's like the worst thing. Kids and dogs, just like, shut up. The whining.
Yeah.
Cry. Okay, so here's the question. So now, because you do have, and I hate when they say this, you have a platform now, so you have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You're right? You're going?
Yeah, I think I figured out a way. All right, yeah.
What? Yeah, we're good. What?
No, what I figured out a way to, like, I can see you here at the top, so I'm kind of looking more at the.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fine. Nothing.
I think you look great.
Just living life, man. You know?
By the way, make sure I do a drop in the beginning, too. I already did the intro, but like, you got to watch Nate's special right now with the greatest average American.
The greatest average on American. On Netflix. Is that a good name? You like that name?
Is that not it? Did I fuck it up?
No. No, that's it. Oh. Do you like the name?
Okay, yeah, I like the name. Where does it come from? A bit or just
no,
in general?
No, I always say I'm the greatest average American. I can tell you when anything is going to be. I can tell you the general pulse of America. If I'm into yeah. something, or if I get tired of something, then it's going to go away. I just, like, I have very American, average American taste.
Very average American ideals.
Yeah. Nice. So it's like I'm really good at telling you, you know, is Applebee's doing good? You're like, it's doing good, not as good as it was, but it's, you know, we'll go to it. But it's not, you know, like what chain stuff is doing good, movies, what we're watching. Yeah. You know,
Tom Cruise cannot tell you how Applebee's is doing.
No, no. Game, what's that, the Gambit show on Netflix?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we're not watching it. We've definitely heard about it, but we haven't watched it.
Do you remember when you were doing stand-up and like open mics and people would talk about, it was a big one, people would talk about reality shows.
Yeah.
Like specific reality shows. And I remember going like, uh-huh, I watched that show too, and I would get the jokes at the open mics. But then later, it's like, most people don't watch most shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even the Super Bowl, most people don't watch it. More don't watch it than do.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just saying about some, like, Desperate Housewives or America, you know, whatever, like, Basketball Diaries, and you're like, I don't know. Like, I'm a crowd member. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No idea.
It's like saying, that billboard on Sunset and La Cienega, it's fucking so infuriating.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can you tell me what
people
it's
don't even know
there?
What that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have no
so,
idea.
So, let me ask, what?
No, nothing.
So I'm sure people do this, and now that you have gotten like bigger, oh, by the way, Jay was fucking raving about your place. It sent him into a tailspin of how he lives. I mean, he was just like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, I agree with everybody. I mean, I tell everybody that they should do it. We have a lot of comics moving here, but why, you know, I mean, dude, we're not, you know, 25 years old around New York. Like we did it. And that was fun and we loved it. But I mean, you've been here. Like, it's not even like it's this, it's like you got a mansion, but I mean, anything's gonna be a mansion to a studio apartment. And we're all paying kind of the same thing. And it's not, I don't live in the woods. I live in a major city.
Suburban, yeah.
Suburb of Nashville, 15 minutes from nothing. You realize that, like, too, when you, the older you get, you're like, you're not going downtown. Like, why? There's no reason to go downtown once you're, hit your 30s. If you get married or past your 35, you're not like, oh, I want to go see. You go visit downtowns, but you're home.
Yeah, like you can go. We went to that Chainsmokers play that concert, but it's like we can drive. But like,
yeah, we drove down there and went to it. I mean, like that's what you do.
And that's the only reason. Like, unless it's a reason, what am I doing? Yeah, anyone who lives in the suburbs, like Bobby Kelly, it's like, well, what do you mean? I'm not going to bars.
Yeah.
So like. Yeah. And all the people moving to Austin and Nashville, too, it's like, why do you like Austin? They make up their reason, but it's like, it's just for taxes. Like, they're not going out.
No. Well, it's so you can have a house. I mean, so, like, why are you paying $3,000 a month for a one bedroom in New York where there's lunatics outside of your doorway versus you pay $3,000 a month a year, you're going to be, I mean, you're going to have
you can afford a man grill.
Yeah, you have a yard. You live in a neighborhood. You go eat. Like you're going to live a life. I think it's better for us material wise too. Like, why? That's what I always thought. You know, I mean, I moved
away.
It's
about going out dancing, and most people are like, I don't know. What is this?
Oh, yeah.
You know how girls all stay in a circle? And most people are like, I know, I don't know.
No, I don't. You know, yeah. I've been gone for like 5 or 6 years now from New York or L.A. And it's like, yeah, it's like, I mean, you just start doing stuff more normal. And I think you're just going to make fun of stuff that's going to be more relatable.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which is something that's right. A lot of stuff is missing is relatability is... you know, in everything, movies, all this stuff, none of this stuff is relatable.
I think if you're like doing stand up in New York every day, like you used to, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's like you can perform well to a New York audience.
Yeah.
Like they're like, oh yeah, those Hasidics are out here every day or like whatever it is. But like you're really only performing for New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And then you take it somewhere else. Big J called it LA hack once. Like any jokes about Armenians. He called it LA hack. I was like, no one else knows what those are.
No, yeah.
And you're talking about their stereotypes. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That's like Subway in New York.
Subway jokes, absolutely. Yeah. And they're fine there. They're fine there.
They're fine there. You do. Everybody has them. You're not going to not have them. You are experiencing it.
Yeah.
But yes, it's exactly that, where you all your jokes are just like about the Subway. And then you realize it when you go to Michigan and... You know, you're like, I was on the subway the other day and people think it's the restaurant.
Well, I remember one of my early like wake up calls was from L.A. I was doing a pro gay marriage joke a bit. Mm-hmm. And it was in L.A. Worked fine, you know, doing it for like a year. And then I went to Nashville, actually, open for Rogan. And you could just tell the people were like, hey, you're jumping off from a place that we don't agree with. Like, you need to get us there before you can just like,
yeah.
It's not assumed this is okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? How funny is it that, think about when you did that, was edgy to do a pro-gay one. And now if you wanted to be edgy, you would have to do an anti-gay one.
Anti-gay one. Yeah, you'd have to do it not tongue-in-cheek, though.
Yeah. But it's like that's where, but that, you know, that's what I mean, like where you want to go, when everybody still wants to fight for all this stuff, you want to go, how about we just celebrate that we're in an awesome place and we're really rolling.
Okay, so what I think I loved about Berlin, I went to Berlin. I mean, I might move there. It's fucking great. And the thing I love more than anything is, so here in America, well, not here, but like in America, I'm seeing a lot of, I hate, you know, that the fucking dogs are out. I hate Trump. I hate this. And it's like everyone seems to stand for what they don't care for.
Yes.
Instead of like you talk about golf. It's like you're talking about something you're passionate about that's positive.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just concentrate on the aerated greens. You talk about nice golf courses. Yeah. And in Berlin, everyone was talking like, what do you do? It's like, I build boats. Like, oh, that's so cool. What about you? Like, I'm a graffiti artist. Oh, that's awesome. And they're not concerned with what they hate. They're just like, I don't like that. I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah. Did you only meet a guy that builds boats and a graffiti artist? That's all you were around? You didn't meet a regular person that goes, I hate this place.
There's a guy drawing on someone's boat.
Yeah, you met just like some hippie that's like sitting here going like, dude, life's great. You're like, dude, is this all Berlin? You guys are awesome, man.
I did hang out in the poor part of town.
Yeah, I don't want.
Did a lot of drugs.
You're gonna really change your. Yeah, I mean, you're gonna make a big life change because you had one Molly night where you go, dude, they were so nice there.
But he was hugging, and I don't know, man. I had a great time.
I've been to Berlin. I did on like a layover with Joe List, I think. I think it was Berlin, but we went. It was in the middle of the night. Like we went and we saw the sun come up. Nothing was open. It was like the worst time to go. But it was the only time we really had. So it was like four. It was like 4 a.m. to like we had to leave at like 6:15 a.m.
At least you went for it. I bet Joe drove you to it. But like a lot of comics were like, "I'll just stay in the airport." I'm like, fuck, go do something.
No, we did it when we went to Istanbul. We were fine.
You went with them and Viter.
No, with me, Joe List, and Louis Katz. And we did, and so we booked the flight that gave us a 17-hour layover in Istanbul.
And I did that.
Yeah.
But no, a 6-hour layover. You guys did it better. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a 17-hour. If you do that long, they give you a hotel. If someone ever listens to this and they travel, back then, which we didn't know until we did it, if the layover is over so many certain hours, they have to give you a hotel. So if you can purposely book a flight that has a 17-hour layover in a town, they have to at least give you a hotel so you can just go. You're not going to stay in it, but just to, if you want to shower and stuff. Yeah. And then go. We went around the town. We went to a bathhouse and did that. Where they,
how cool
where
are those?
They did Taken.
The dude scrubs you down. Yeah, it looks like Taken. It looks like fucking.
It was the place that shot Taken at, where he in the movie Taken, where he fights. It was that place.
Oh, really?
That's in Istanbul, where that wow. was. And we went.
And
there.
They look like hundreds of years old, if not like 1,000 years old.
Oh yeah, and you're just like them. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it felt. You know, I talked about it before, but it felt like, it's like you ever wanted to have your uncle give you a bath. I mean, go to a bathhouse. That's what it is. It's just.
It's some old man that was probably there when it was built 1,000 years ago.
You're not in like, there. Yeah, it's not. You know, it's not like this modernized, like this nice, pretty woman gives you a bath. It's a disgusting man. That's you know,
it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. You too, yeah. It had to be, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. We loved it. I mean, we had so much fun. We went around the town, and you know, and it just was like nice to get to do it and go see something, you know, because we were going to Kuwait, and then I think we went to Kuwait there, but Iraq. I've been to Iraq. I've been to like I drove through Baghdad.
You what?
I drove through Baghdad. Yeah, I was like, doing shows for the troops, and I always thought. It was so awesome because, you know, it's like you just can't go to Expedia and buy a flight to Baghdad. Like, it's not this easy kind of thing.
That's the only way to get there, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess you could fly there, like, probably, but I don't think you're going to.
I wonder if you can.
I don't think it's encouraged. Yeah, I don't think it's encouraged. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious. Like, it's not, it doesn't seem like it's, like, to go do it. But it was, we did, like, you know, like convoys, and then just drove down Baghdad. I mean,
Did you really?
Yeah, we saw Saddam's, like, you know, that all the statues and, you know, all this kind of stuff. We stayed at Saddam's palace.
How was he as a host?
He was not bad, you know. Yeah, this was when he was in power. He booked me.
Like, no. It's different. It's not that I expect. We got paid well.
Yeah, let's just say I'm still living off that.
BGW is the name of the no, let's do one way. Quito, Ecuador to Baghdad. Let's see if it's trying to see. You think it'll find a way? Can you
maybe
fly
from
to Baghdad?
There.
$1,300. That's the cheapest.
Yeah.
53 hours.
All right, that's some layovers.
42 hours. You're getting cheaper. Oh, $691. That's not bad.
I don't know if you're gonna
let's go to Baghdad.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they're going to let you. You have to get a hotel. I mean, it was crazy. There was like, they sell goats on the side of the road and they're just on the road.
Isn't it amazing when you hear about people like, I guess it's tied in, but like upset about things that are going on? You're like, hey, I've been to countries where your problems are like a solution for them.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to put it. It's exactly that. Your problems are a solution. And I try to remind myself that a lot. Not saying I'm better for doing that, but I try to live in a reality and I try to remember like whatever I think is bad, and you can have these moments that you think are bad and all these struggles, but you have to remember that there's so many people, and even, I mean, if you're just in America, you're doing better than most everybody else. If you're
even in comedy, it's like you want to complain about like, you didn't get this or that was hard or whatever. And then you realize like 98% of the comics that I'll talk to are doing way worse than me.
Yeah.
So like that's even in comedy, let alone like
in comedy too. Like there's a problem with when everybody starts, everybody thinks they're owed this. So everybody thinks that they go, well, I started comedy, I should have this. And you go, no, you're trying to win the lottery. So you have to prove it the whole time. That's what you sign up for. Is constantly trying to prove that you deserve to be where you're at. And you can't, like, I can be pretty cold-hearted with, like, comics. Like, I don't care if someone doesn't make it. I don't, like, because it's like, you think we come from, like, comedy money? And that's why we got this? Yeah. Like, an audience has to want to see you. If they don't want to see you and you can't figure a way to make them want to see you, then it is what it is, man. And you gotta like go figure something else out. You can't just sit and complain and then be like, why is it so hard? I see it so many times with the sometimes the new comics, they don't want to go try stuff. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to move. They don't want to. Did you go to New York? I went, dude. They say an insulting.
Yeah, or
to
not
you
start
too.
A podcast. Like it's not going to take off. Like, well, then what's the difference?
Dude, they don't consistently do a podcast. They want you to come on their podcast, and you go, you haven't put one out in 6 months. I know, but we're put yours out. You're like, no, dude, I'm not going to just, I don't want to take an hour of time just for this imaginary podcast that you're never going to release another one because you don't care, and you're not really committed to it.
That's the Bible said, well, the Torah, do you ever see this, read the story of the parting of the Red Sea? They needed the man to walk in, like someone had to walk in to the sea, and then it parted. Because God's like, I need to see you making an effort.
Yeah,
and then he goes, this guy's trying. All right, split it open.
I would have loved if I didn't know the parting of the sea. The sea is being split, and you're like, you know that story? And I'm like, no. What is it? Go ahead and tell. What's the story? Like, if just to not know a story of the ocean going side by side. And you're like, what is it now?
Split, who split it? Who got half and who got the half?
Like, who was it, like robots or something? You're like, no, it was God. You're like, I don't think I missed it.
Is it a DJ?
Yeah. It actually might be a DJ.
It could be. I bet that's someone named God.
And he splits the crowd.
Yeah. What stops you from, I know if you're on you're on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Or Instagram, whatever.
Yeah. I don't have Twitter on my phone.
That's the addiction. That's good. That's smart.
It's a addiction that I try to do where you've always had, you know, a flip phone and that kind of stuff. And, I've always kind of gone through that trying. I could never commit it as much. I mean, dude, I bought BlackBerry, the new BlackBerry phone. Like,
did you to get off it?
Well, no, not now. I don't have it, but it's like, I try it. And then, you know, I get nervous with, you always end up having something that you're like, well, I got this meeting and I got an email or something. And so you try to want to get it off. And then, but I love that you didn't have that. I remember, when we were walking around, I forget, some festival, and it was like, how do we get there? And you don't have a GPS. You go, I don't know. And you're like, oh God, dude, I gotta, you know, and then, but it's like, that's
it's not always great. I gotta go back to it.
But it kind of is. Like, that's, you know, getting lost is where you're gonna maybe come up with something. And I mean, it's you know, the thing
that
I love.
All the negatives end up actually kind of being a positive. Forget that, like, the negatives are worth the positive. I mean, the negative itself is, hey, I have to ask someone in this town for directions. I'm now going to have to talk to a stranger and see how they talk here.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad. And the one thing I've liked about the Apple Watch is I will, because the Apple Watch, it's got cellular, and you can see an email, you can get a phone call. You know, so like the fears in your head of like, something's going to happen, you can do it. You can't look at your watch. You're not going to flip around on your watch. I mean, I guess there's GPS on your watch, and so you could do that.
That's nice.
But it's nice, but you can just walk around with a watch, and then you don't have your phone because you're just trying not to, like, you know, it's like, go sit in a restaurant and be bored. Go sit there and watch the TV like everybody else and go, you know.
The advice I got when I moved to New York, I was like, how am I going to make friends? And some guy who used to live there performed, but it was in a different time. He goes, just go to a bar, order a beer, drink it slowly, you know, at your normal speed, and then order another beer. And then at some point in that second beer, you're just going to be talking to someone.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. But I think that's changed now that everyone just goes like this and just like buys time like this. Instead of like being bored, is actually like, it's a minute or two of unpleasant, and then it's like super pleasant because you're like, where are you guys from?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Go do that. Go, you know, Soder was, Dan Soder always talked, I used to always make fun of him because he'll talk to a wall. I mean, like, I'd be going to meet him at a bar, like after a show, and I walk in and I'm like, hey man, you know, you just want to talk about your night? You know, we'd all, so in comedy, we'd all go do our spots all over this town, and then at the end of the night, we'd all, like, a lot of times try to meet up and be like, how was all your shows and stuff? And I mean, every time, dude, I'd walk in, I'd be like, dude, tonight was crazy. And he's like, here's this guy's name's Greg. I've been talking to him the whole time. And you're like, oh, great. Now, me, Dan, and Greg have to talk. Because Soda can't just quietly sit there and wait till I get there.
Can you pretend like this is your first cigarette like everybody else?
Yeah.
Smoke like 10 while you're waiting?
Oh, God. I got to talk to this guy now. I got to meet him.
That's bad. Oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Who are you? Oh, you don't know who he is either? Oh, cool.
Oh, great. Perfect. Yeah.
So I can't catch up with my buddy?
Yeah.
So here's my question. I know you have it, but like, what stops you from wanting to spout out fucking serious shit on social media?
Well, I mean, I've probably said the most I've ever said just today, but I don't think it's my place to do it. I honestly am barely high school educated. I didn't, I went to college for, I don't have a credit. I went to college for a year and a half and I didn't get one credit. School was not really? My thing. Yeah, dude, I am actually working on this on a joke where I'm like, I don't use big words ever. And I don't know big words. I was not around anybody ever using big words. I mean, people that went to college and professors, they use all these words. I feel like you just learn words and classes. I mean, I was just like a guy that was like, I was going through school. Like, it was like, you're just like, yeah, you got to do this because that's what you're doing right now. And then you can go live your life. It's like, I'm just doing what everybody was supposed to do. I was never making these crazy grades. All the jobs I've had, I work construction. No one's using these giant words in a construction site. Like, I just never was around all this kind of stuff. And so I'm very
Hemingway. That's what Hemingway did.
Smart. Like, I know I'm very, there's other ways. And so I think it is hard. Sometimes you would want to say stuff about politicals, but it's not my responsibility to do this. You know, we got away from, remember everybody got mad at Charles Barkley being like, I'm not a role model, and everybody hated him for that. And now,
I think it's great.
We should still live by that. Everybody should be like, I'm not a role model.
I was a kid back then. I didn't get it, but I get it now. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm great at rebounding, and you want me to lead your kid?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I like to get drunk. I don't care about your fucking kid. Why should I?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't show your kid all this other stuff. Go. Why? Well, if he goes and gets drunk at a bar, well, what's your kid watching TMZ for? Like, your kid should just know him from basketball. And when your kid comes up, I sign the basketball, it's a poster on the board.
Even that, he's like, I don't want to. Fuck your kid. Yeah. How about this?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, can
I
get a sign?
No, fuck you. How about that, stranger?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, I don't.
Yeah. So what stops you? What holds you back from doing that thing? Because we've seen plenty of comedians that we know and we'll talk to in real life.
Oh,
but then when you see them online, you're like, oh my God, they're embarrassing. And we have all these like groups of like shit talkers or whatever, where it's like, we can say this stuff privately, but we can't say it publicly and we don't want to weigh in.
No.
So how do you avoid it?
It's definitely hard to do sometimes. It's because there's times where you do want to say something. I know anything that I will say will just send people after me. And I've never really done that. Like, so I already know that whatever I'm going to say is not what typical, like, I think all of us are. How conservative you want to be or how middle of the road
or contrarians
be,
also.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. So you want to say the opposite of what everybody else is saying.
Even if you agree with 90% of them, you're going to be like, yeah, yeah. But there's also
I did a joke on the Tonight Show about saying I like Trump when he was running in the primaries. And I did it just because I go, well, everybody's writing jokes about how he's terrible and they hate him. So how do I write one and also ride this line where it's like I'm not going to get crushed by either side. But how do I say the words that I like him? Like, how do I get a joke where I say I like him? And it was like, because that's to me is what's the challenge. That's what the fun thing is to go. How do you say the opposite of what everybody else is saying? Everybody's saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It is tough to do sometimes, but it's like, I'm not saying I'll never not do it. Maybe if I feel that you should say something, or if you feel like a side is like not getting represented or something and you want to say something. But to me, it's not my responsibility to do that. I don't know it. The people that pay to come watch me at shows are smarter than I am. They're here to watch me to
do your talent,
to do what I do, and to have a break from the reality that they have to live with, and like that, that we all have to live with. But like everything is so political and so you got to do this, you got to protest, you got to do all this, that people still need to go like, yo, dude, I just want to laugh and turn my brain off. And that's why do you think Friends and The Office and all these shows are the most watched shows? Because they want it turned off. They don't like it.
Yeah. I had a thing in the pr- primaries of the last, not this time, the one before. Mm-hmm. It was just, well, not primaries. It was just the election. It was Hillary versus
yeah.
Donald.
Yeah.
And it was like, when is the election? November. So this was like early October, let's say.
Yeah.
Maybe late September. And I was like, you guys voting? Just starting off a bit at the stand. So you guys voting? And I'm telling you, 30 to 50% of the crowd just goes, ugh.
Yeah.
Like audibly. And I didn't take a side yet. Yeah. It was just like, yeah. we don't want to hear the subject, dude.
Yeah. We don't. Yeah. It's what are you going to, you're going to, because they've been trained to be berated. And that's what, mm-hmm. anytime they hear someone, are you going to vote? It's going to be, you know, like if I ever, you know, I did think of, and I think we should do it for the next election, is what? Get all of us comics to, you know how like they, you know, all those celebrities made those videos about like stand up and whatever the thing was where they got trashed. They did that John Lennon song, if I can imagine.
Oh my God, whatever. That was awful.
Awful, right? So we should all make a vote video of all comics being like, hey, vote everybody, and the next guy's like, or don't vote, it doesn't matter, vote for who, write a name in that you think's a funny name, do whatever you want to do, because this is American, you can do that, and it's the worst.
That'd be funny.
Who cares?
Just like, what's the message? Like, none, you laughed. Yeah, that's the message. Yeah, you laughed.
The message is you laughed, and the message is do whatever you want, do whatever you want, that's what it's about. And like, it's yeah. not, and we're and dev and the message is I'm not smart enough to know what you are going through and what you need. And then truthfully, with these presidents, one thing I've learned with these elections, it seems your local elections are the ones that, like, the president, you're like, who cares?
To have
like,
some effect on your life.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, the main president, you're like, nobody's, they're not changing anything. Neither side is.
And then, the only thing that happened to me, for the whole Donald Trump, my life changed 0%, except white chicks I never met were angrier at me than before they were. That's it.
That's how you can get the gauge. Oh, it must have a Republican in office. That's how the only way you know is you go, I'm getting screamed at. But that's how you can tell.
For nothing.
For
damn
nothing,
it.
Dude. What is it, these problems deal? Yeah, it's I, you know, I tend to like listening to people. I mean, look, I always talked a long time
listening's
ago.
Listening's a great way to do it. Just like, I don't need to weigh in. To remind yourself, like, this is just going to get me in trouble, get me caught in some argument that I'm not even really educated on. I just, like, I can just see you're a hypocrite. So I want to weigh in, but, like, don't, yeah. don't.
Yeah, you're, you know, it's, you tend to, you got to, like, back, you just tell yourself, I don't want to say anything, and then you move on. I mean, if I want to look up new stuff, I actually look at it on my, through my web browser, not logged into Twitter. And I just kind of search the names I want to look up. And that way you're just, it's not even like, you know, they're going after people if you like something. And people accidentally like stuff. And then they're going after them, you know. They're telling on people. Like, I saw like a Newsweek article. They were like, something about like that MyPillow guy. Like, you know, he was like a big Trump guy. And so they're like, here's the companies that still are selling MyPillows. You're like, y'all are just telling on this dude? Like, you're like, do you know how gross that is? Like, who cares, dude? If people want a pillow, they don't buy a pillow. If they don't, then don't buy it and shut his business down by not buying the pillow. Like, that's how you
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, but you're like, we're going to stop this other company. We're going to get them out of business. Yeah. They're like, oh, I have a kid.
So
I didn't know.
Dude. Yeah,
I didn't know
so,
about the thing.
It's like, it is disgusting. And it's you're going it's like, ugh, like what?
It's a sign of opulence, too. They interviewed Aung San Suu Kyi, this leader from Myanmar, and they asked her about feminism. And she goes, like, are you a feminist? And she goes, oh, man, we don't got time for that. We're trying yeah. to get out of the, under the thumb of the fucking regime of the army fucking arresting us in the middle of the night. You think we have time for the gender issues?
And that statement alone is why I don't – you try not to say anything because you go, I don't – I it's not – I can't throw my life on a person because I'm not going through what that person's going through either yeah. way. And so you're like, I just completely stay out of it. And then I also look at it as like, we're, you know, whatever you, I know comics are, look, if someone wanted to be George Carlin now, they need to come out and say they love Trump. That's what it would take. Like, if you want
to
be.
Well, that's what South Park said. The only way to be punk anymore is to be a Republican now.
Now. Yeah, it's
especially
crazy.
In Hollywood.
It's completely switched. And then, but the difference is, I feel like back then, they didn't have as, it wasn't as scary. I mean, now they come after
they're grandfathered in, which is nice. They couldn't start now.
Yeah, if you came out and was just like super Republican, I mean, they can end your business. Like, they're just shut down your whole business. And, I mean, they shut down that parlor yeah. app, like whatever. Like, that should be scary
somebody
to
said,
people.
Yeah, somebody said like a lot of those people that were fucking storming the castle or whatever,
yeah.
they were on Parler. And they were like,
the
yeah, a lot of them on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, Oh, in terms of like someone else's problems not mattering to you. So I'm in fucking middle of fucking South American country.
Yeah.
Just having a good time. I barely heard about that shit. And so then my mom was like, did you hear about this? I'm like, no, I kind of, it was just kind of funny. And then everyone I talked to from America is like, this is the end of everything. And I'm like, I just wasn't reading your articles.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice out. I don't know.
Nobody.
It's tough to care.
Yeah. Twitter, the main problem we have is all these big businesses, they like operate as if Twitter, it represents human beings. And it doesn't. And they.
But everyone's acting on Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, like, that's why all the people that, you know, the guys that like to be controversial and, like, say stuff, you know, like, I mean, you say a lot of crazy stuff. Like, I mean, have you ever had a person in real life come up to you and say anything? You know.
One time ever.
So, one time. And you look like you're trying to make it happen. I mean, and no one's, because it's not real, dude, because no one's going to take the time if you... because if you go, dude, I was just joking, the person would go, I know, dude, I thought it was inappropriate. You go, yeah, it kind of was, and that's why I did it. But okay, and then we'd all move on, and that person would walk away. You know,
it's crazy.
Where was your one time? Someone like really?
It was at the Village Underground. Some guy, because he was with his friends. I think he was trying to act like tough in front of them.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't even like anything. He was just like, you're a piece of shit. He was just like, let me say something.
Yeah.
It was dumb. It was so dumb. He said something in passing, and I was like, huh, and I just kind of walked by, and you could tell, like, I didn't get a rise out of him.
Yeah.
So he's like, let me say something again. I think I had to pass by him, like, three times, and then eventually he was like, oh, dude, that fucking Michael Rappaport guy. I saw him in the stand. He spent fucking 2 weeks saying how much he hates me. I saw him in the stand. I was like, oh, what is going to be? Because I don't even care. I'm like, that's your thing. Your thing is to get riled up about stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. It pointed at me one time. That's okay.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, and he's just kind of like, coward away. I'm like, no, here's your chance. I'm right here. Say it to
me. Stand up.
Those cowards.
Yeah. Like, that'd be funny how they describe you. That's the thing is like, too, when you do all of your stuff, because we always say you put, all you do is you put your friends in tough situations because we have to
have to defend
like,
me.
I mean, like, it's just so many times. What do you think about Ari? Like, oh. And we're like, I know, dude. He's a great dude. You gotta hear me out. I mean, yeah.
They call Reggie Conquest a coon for opening for me. And he's like, what? You're calling me a fucking racial slur? Because I took work?
Yeah. You're like, but they, it could be, you're like, yeah, with him, you're like, why didn't he say something to you? Like, you're like, that's so, because they don't want to. They don't want it in real life, dude. Like, no one wants that because it's all awkward. And truthfully, they all, that's what I always think too with all of them. You want to go, do you really care? Like, do you really care?
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
That's
really
what you want to say.
Yeah. I don't believe you. You don't care. They have no, you know, so many of these people, I always think too, they don't have kids. They don't have a family. And I think that's giant. So you have these people that end up being in their 40s, no kids, no relationship.
They need something.
And they need something. And they have the time. And so the time is not good. That means they have the time, now they have an outlet. And so then you get every thought of
it. Get a hobby.
Get something. Go do something. And COVID, you kind of see them come out. I mean, they're
you're this mad about people saying you look good for your age.
Yeah.
You're in an angry rage because it's offensive to say you look good for your age. That's your new cause.
Bill Maher's actually been like, he's the one that's been great talking about
Voice of Reason.
Yeah. Like he's, you know, when
he used to hate him, but I'm like, you say some good stuff.
Oh, he says some great stuff. He seems like a very rational, like, I mean, he tries to be like a logical dude. And that's all you want is like someone to be logical. And it's crazy. He was not. And they've like, he was kind of the guy that said stuff and stirred stuff up. And now he's gotten to be like normal. Like
he's doing what you said. Before he was stirring the pot by going that way. Now he's stirring the pot by being realistic and calm.
Being realistic and going, all right, we all need to calm down. And then
that's the best way to troll people now is to say like, I like everybody.
Yeah. It's social media was really, I mean, they honestly should ban it. They should just get rid of it.
I think they got to break it up.
Yeah, they got to break it up, and they should really just get rid of it as a whole. Like it's.
I was talking to Dave Smith about it because he's like real into like libertarian rights and stuff. And if I'm not doing anything to you, why should you care? And so that's talking about doing heroin, which he doesn't do. But he's like, if you want to do it in your own home, you can't mix it in your bathtub if it's going to explode. You're putting other people in danger. But if it's just you, by all means.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, well, social media now, I didn't agree to hate my friend. You've made me do that.
Yeah.
You've taken away my right to have my friends.
Yeah.
And we didn't sign up for it. And he goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Because yeah, before you always like, you could turn it off, but you can't.
I like, you. I mean, you can't. It's like too hard. I mean, you got to, but if you get, I mean, that's why, like for me about social media, but I have, now I've got people like posting clips and doing stuff. And so I don't really check it as much. I mean, I can catch myself doing it, but that's a pretty big, that's a pretty big thing that I think people are doing now, like they should do where they're,
what?
They should, you got to have people run your social media. You got to have, or like post clips, like get out of it and be kind of.
Because you're not supposed to see the response. You're supposed to just put it out there. And if I'm like, if let's say I love Arcade Fire, and if they put out an album that's more like island sound, they're not supposed to hear me go, I like the old stuff better.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're doing what they do. And so they'll attract new people and lose old people. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And the difference is it would just be someone in the crowd. It'd be someone at a restaurant talking to each other going, I like their old stuff. And then they have that conversation. And now they just blurt it out online. And then you get people that they have to come, they feel like they've got to come defend it, which those people are very, trying to be very nice. They're like, I do like, there's way more logical people you see on Pop In.
Way more.
Like, when we had something posted on All Things Comedy, that I talked about this earlier, not on you, with you, but they're...
on so, Nateland, the Pop In, the new podcast, Nateland?
The new Pop In podcast, yeah. Don't come to it if you're, you know... I don't care if you hate it. Like,
What'd you say? We make you dumber.
The whole idea of it is we make you. Yeah, you're not coming. You're not learning anything. You might learn some. The only thing you learn is like dumb little facts. We're just trying to be funny. You know, it's free, so just we got everybody's been very nice.
Yeah.
I always get destroyed on because people think I'm the facts. I don't know any facts. But, our podcast, I've said from the beginning, mine is, we're here to not say anything. When that riot stuff happened, we didn't talk about it. I was like, look, I get that stuff's happening, but I know that you don't need me to say something about
it. You don't have any insight? What, were you there?
No.
Like, what? Like, why would they turn to you?
I was there. No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I was actually riling them up.
Were you there?
Where'd you go down there?
And I was leading it, dude.
Get on in. Get on in.
You know, I was like, this door's open, everybody.
That was me with the big fur thing.
I mean, dude, that guy, but like, whatever. It's like, that guy might go to jail they're trying to get him in jail for like 25 years.
I don't think any of those people were trying to go down there to do that. I think somebody was like, we go down there, and they're in a crowd. And they're like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. And then you're like, at first, you're like, should I do this? We're like, well, everyone else is going in. I guess it's okay.
Dude, they had that guy with the horns walked in, and there's video when he walks in. Yeah, he's like, what's
you can
up?
Tell by the way he knows.
Like, you're like, you're like, all right, man. You're like, look, I get it. Like, dude, I get like putting these people in, but you're like, let's just talk about it. Like, does that guy deserve 25 years? Like, that guy's like living. You know, he's like, what's going on? Like, you're like, he wasn't. You know, if they were like, hey, buddy, and then the cops is going like, guys, let's just get out of here. You know, like he's like I'm not in the getting.
It's
like,
Congress. If it was like a post office, yeah, maybe that's 3 years. But Congress are like, hey, dude, we can't be light on you guys.
Yeah,
you can't come into Congress. That's
you're 25 like, years.
We could have been there. Yeah.
Because I think this guy's kind of fine with. Someone said he wanted vegan food in prison, and they are not giving it to him. And he's like,
vegan,
what's
that's great.
Up, dude? Yeah. He's just a dude, man.
You know, my stance for my podcast, because I was like, so I guess, I love playing dumb. It's just like fun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I guess they took over the Supreme Court and demanded legalize Molly or they wouldn't fucking leave.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's what happened. All right. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is.
You're not reading the stuff I'm reading, then. That's what I see.
Hey, listen to this. This is what Mark Wahlberg said. Actors live in a bubble and so are not aware of the actual issues.
Yeah. That's good. I
had
like
this once.
That's what they should say. And that's what they should. That's how everybody, if you get famous, you make money. People think they have money. They think it makes them smarter and they think they're smarter. Yeah. and they and it's because they think they have money. And then people are like kind of root that on. I don't think these people have fan. I don't think they have fan bases like they think they have either. I mean, you look at you know, like we're the Gaff, like when Gaffigan goes on the road, dude, Gaffigan sold out a theater in Russia. So yeah. there's a lot of comedians that we see selling out theaters in New York and L.A. and San Francisco. Well, there's a big difference.
Gaffigan sells tickets all over the world.
All over the world.
He's underrated in terms of like moving fucking.
He's going to towns you've never heard of.
He played Greece, massive places in Greece. And he uses his excuse to bring his family places. He goes like, I need 8 tickets.
Yeah. It's like, let's show a little more respect to that. Like, that's like the real deal. People live in these kind of fake worlds. I mean, you know.
TV shows and nobody watches. You're like, but I thought you were big. Like, I got on Twitter or you're a porn star or something.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, I mean, these people are not selling. Like, selling tickets is hard. It is very hard. It's not about just being famous. I mean, because if it was, you know, like Danny Bottaducci went on the road. Well, he couldn't sell clubs out because people are not dumb. And that's what you're going
to realize. Listen, it'd be nice to go see him, but I'm not going to waste an hour and a half and $60.
Yeah, they're not just going, this guy's famous. I'll go buy all the tickets I want. Like, they're not morons, dude. That's when you go to another country, you know, and you think, well, do they know what Walmart is? And like in Canada, you're like, yeah, dude, they know what your dumb Walmart is. So do your stupid joke. And they're good. It's not like, I mean, and that's me saying it, by the way. Like, I'm asking, like, do y'all have Kmart? We can figure it out, all right?
Yeah.
Do your joke.
I know what Kmart is. Yeah, it's a fucking place. Okay, we have something like it. Go. You know what Vecchione did?
Huh?
He had a bit about Megabus.
Who?
And Mike Vecchione.
Oh, yeah.
He had a bit about Megabus. And so he spent, like, weeks just taking the bus, Megabus, like 4 hours out and then 4 hours back just to do research.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and just, like...
Well, Vecchione's one of the best ever. I mean, and that's what Vecchione's such a good joke writer, and that's why. It's because you go in and do stuff. You got to experience things. Some reason this popped back up in my mind. You got about this being curious. Like I've said it. So when I was in New York and I started with Patrice O'Neill, and I didn't start with Patrice. Patrice was around. I went to Patrice and Bill Burr's HBO One Night Stand. Like I was around when they were like warming up for that at Boston Comedy Club. So I was supposed to go to Patrice's house one time. I used to go there for Christmas and or for Thanksgiving or whatever. I forget. He'd have a cookout. And we'd go. My wife would go. Him and Jay were really good friends. So Wayne Rady once got mad at me or something about something. And then I go and so he's told Patrice we're supposed to go. And so he told Jay, he's like, Patrice doesn't want Nate over at his house. And so Jay calls Patrice. And, like, I was asking him, he's like, hey, do you care if Nate comes to your house? Now, to tell you all that, to set up, because I kind of forget this part, like Patrice used to always, like, I'm from the South, you know, I grew up a Christian, I grew up typical Southern, you know, Christian home, Southern Baptist, like, all that stuff. So when he would always ask me about it, and he's like, oh, like, do you not believe in dinosaurs? And I would always just agree with what he said. I believe in dinosaurs in real life, but if someone asks me if I do, then I'm going to say I don't. Like that's because it's a lot more fun to say I don't believe in dinosaurs. And so he would just laugh, you know, not like he's really taking me serious, but he would just laugh at that. And he loved asking those questions and I would just go with it. So Jay calls Patrice and says, hey, do you care if Wayne said Nate can't come? And like, Patrice is like, what? He's like, I never said that. He goes, I want Nate to come. He goes, his wife cleans up and Nate doesn't believe in dinosaurs. You don't think I want that in my house? I of course want that in my house. And that has stuck with me. As that's kind of in life and in comedy, that you're like, yeah, dude, I want whatever nonsense that if someone says, I think the earth is flat, you don't think I want to talk to that guy? I, of course, want to talk to that guy. Do I want to just talk to everybody going, you know, the earth is round. Let's just talk about all the stuff that we know. No, I want this guy to convince me that the earth is flat. That's so much more fun. And I'm going to learn more, even about the stuff that I believe in, learning from him. Like, that's, you know, they always want, like,
It's just way more interesting.
It's way more interesting. Like, that's why you're shutting down, like,
the QAnon people are my favorite political people.
Yeah.
Left and right, whatever. But QAnon is like, whoa, hold on. Oh. What represents what? Oh, and you got to, and who's the wizard? This is amazing.
I had people doing QAnon where I was like telling them, I was like, look, at least go to Alex Jones. I was like trying to get them up to Alex Jones. Like, QAnon was so far away that I was like, look, you're so down this road, but let's just get to Alex Jones, all right? And then he's at least a mainstream conspiracy guy. Like, you're like, dude, yeah, QAnon's, I mean, wild, dude. Like, it's a movie, fun. Dude.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Oh, dude, if you want to watch, none of it really comes true, but if you want, if someone wants to have fun and like live and like go think the world, the real life world is a movie, then go read QAnon stuff, because you are going to be like, I mean, you're going to come out of your house and be like, dude, it's happening. Every day you're like, and you're like, what's happening? You're like, you can't even handle what's about to happen.
Wake up, sheeple.
Yeah. It is so fun, dude. I mean, it's the.
And that's all they see. That guy that broke into that pizza place with a shotgun, yeah. We thought he was really freeing kids because he heard everything. It was like, he's doing the right thing. What do you believe?
I look at that and everything. Look, Antifa people, Antifa in their heart. Look, if you think Trump's Hitler, you did nothing wrong.
You got him.
You did nothing wrong. If you truly believe that, then you're actually correct. So that the problem is, like, you got to figure out what's correct, and it's probably always in the middle. That it's none of y'all are all being kind of crazy. And so both sides need to kind of tone it down.
that's both sides need to tone it down. That's a great way for life.
Yeah, both sides. Yeah, I mean, because QAnon's. But the thing is, though, no one believes in QAnon, and these other, the left seems the loudest right now. And the problem is, we got a lot of celebrities and a lot of famous people that are spouting some kind of nonsense where someone needs to come out and go, like, let's all just, like, everybody, like, sure, relax.
I get it.
And you know what? Go talk to someone. You know what you were talking about earlier about saying, say three things Trump likes. I always think they should do that in politics. Like, before they do a debate, they go, name something that you like about the opposite person. What's something that he's done that, because then I can listen to
you. So it's not so attacky. Yeah.
So it's not so attacky. Just go, like, just name something that he's done that you like, and they go, you know, I like that he did this. I thought that was a really good move. And they go, okay, thank you. Now you name something, and that person goes, I like that they did this. And they go, okay, great. Now let's have a debate. So at least,
yeah, then they would be like, okay, I do have an issue. That was good. I do have an issue with this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, at least let me see that you're logical enough to go. A person has to have done something right. They have to have done something.
I mean, relate that to sports. If you're like, that guy sucks. And it's like, okay, he's not the best shooter in the world in the NBA. It's like, he's missed 2,000 straight layups. And you're like, well, that can't be. He's in the NBA. That's not possible. Maybe he shoots 30% from the field. But
did you ever see,
that means he's made 3 out of 10.
Did you ever see remember the guy that played for the Celtics? Tall, white, redheaded dude. He's always sat on the bench. When he got in, people would cheer when he got in.
Oh, Dragon?
No, it's like Scalapieri or something. It's something like that. I don't remember.
Scalabrini?
Scalabrini, maybe. Maybe. Doesn't matter. Tall, white, redhead
for the bench
guy.
Players. Yeah.
And he was on the bench of the Celtics, I believe. And so he was on Boston radio. And he goes, he's like talking. People would call in saying they could beat him, right? And he'd always just say, he's like, I don't think y'all know like how good I am. I know y'all see me on the bench, but I don't think you realize how good I am. That I'm in the actual NBA league. And so he goes, all right, I'll play you guys. I'll play you to 10. And so they picked some of people that called in and he played them. And the only guy that scored on him, I think, was a guy that was a walk on at UConn. And I think he scored one basket. And the rest, it wasn't even fun to watch.
Housed? Really?
Oh. He just makes threes, dude. He just makes all the threes. I mean, if they're not being guarded and there's no pressure,
it's automatic in the NBA.
It's automatic. And so it was like so good to go like, yeah, dude, you don't know. Someone used to have a joke about that where they, like in the Olympics, or maybe it was like a meme or I don't know, but on the Olympics, like in sprinting, they should throw one regular guy in the last lane
to see how they
just
actually.
To go, that's just we want you to realize
to give it some context
what you're seeing, like you know, like we just it just have like a fat guy on like lane 9, and that's like go. And he's like,
and they're gone. He's like, just huffing and like not even off the blocks. And just that would be great. Yeah,
just so we can go, this is how much better really they fast. Are. Yeah. They're fast.
And Norm, remember Norm's old TV show, his sitcom, when he played an ex NHL player, I think, and it was with the chick, the sister from Roseanne was in it too.
Yeah.
Some office, I think it lasted for a year or two. Yeah. But somebody's like, you sucked, Norm. He goes, no, I was just sucked for an NHL player.
Yeah.
I was one of the top 500 hockey players in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I just was not, I was okay. Yeah. Yeah. People, there's no, you know, you want to just yell at your team. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, you know something you did really good? It really stuck with me. I like talking stand up with you sometimes, but like, you're talking about, it relates to this, where it's like, if you want to be the opposite, you'd be a Republican, but it's not always political, which is the main stance and the non-main stance. And have you done a bit yet about peanut allergies, or did you just use that as an example?
I did it. No, it's in the, it'll be in the special.
Great.
I did it.
But the theory was, it becomes almost, let's not call it hacky, but like normal to be like, at first it was like, what's peanut allergies? And people are like, oh, I guess some kids die. And so at very first, like in the early 80s, you're like, oh shit, we got to be careful of that. And then the stance, the comedic stance was, fuck them, let them die. Yeah. They have weak
and
genes.
And that was a good, and at that time was a good stance.
At the time, it was like, whoa. And then everyone had that stance. And then it became punk or the opposite, the contrarian, to go, like what you said. It's like, I don't want to ruin it, but like, I don't even eat peanuts. I mean, who gives
the
shit?
Idea of it is I just defend them. I defend all the kids that have peanut allergies. We're yelling at them like they were born. And that's why I'm saying the thing. And then the doctor's like, you want to be a nightmare to everybody? And they're like, I would love that. Right, like people are on these planes, like these airplanes, quit offering peanuts. I say this in the act, but like they make an announcement. And the poor 5-year-old kid is walking down the aisle, and they're like, "We can't have peanuts because that loser kid right there." And you're like, what adults? What are you? Because I say we got a lot of adults addicted to peanuts in this country that can't. If you made peanuts disappear, would you? How long would it take for you to notice?
To notice. You're like, oh, I guess some almonds. I guess, and then you're like, eventually, like, have you guys seen peanuts lately? It would take like 2 years.
Yeah. Have you seen, they're not just ever out anywhere, right? You have to like kind of go and they're like, oh, yeah.
The M&Ms, you'd be like, oh, I guess they don't have any peanut M&Ms. You're just like the regular kind, I guess. You wouldn't notice that they didn't have it.
You wouldn't notice. And they're, you know, yes, but it is that. It's the idea of, for any, like, opposite stance. People writing jokes, it's like, take the opposite stance. It's not fun, dude. Everybody, you don't want to sound like everybody else. You shouldn't have a joke that you go up there and everybody, you know, it's like, that's the thing when everybody's like, I hate Trump. And you're like, oh, yeah, dude, everybody does. Like, no one cares. Like, you're all saying the same thing. What are you
don't
so
you want to be
about?
Different? Yeah.
Don't you want to be different? Yeah. Don't you want to stand out? At least give me a different way to do it. That's what, when on that Tonight Show was, this was back when you said you were like 2016 or whatever, the first time. And I had to do it in the primaries because I thought, honestly, I was like, well, if he doesn't get through, this joke's not going to work. And it was like saying, like, Trump was like, I was like, I like him. And it's funny, I did it on the Tonight Show, and the audience kind of gets, they didn't like him, but I don't think anybody thought he was going to win. They didn't hate him at the level that they hate him now.
Right.
But it was the idea of it was like, you could hear people be like, all right, what? And because I was like, I like him. I was like, well, the guy's telling me, like, do you want to be a winner? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I would love to be a winner. Like, this guy's, I mean,
I like him.
Yeah, it's like, this guy, I mean, this guy gets it, dude. He's like, what do you know, like, you go turn to someone like, well, what do you want to be, a loser? No, I want to be a winner. That guy said a winner.
And a universally hated guy, you're like, perfect. That's going to help me get, that means I just feel like, that guy's great. Barry Bonds, when he was the most hated, when he was taking steroids and breaking like hallowed records clearly with steroids, just go like, I think it's lovely. Yeah. Like, it's just so fun.
Yeah, so it's and it makes you come at it from someone's going to listen to you more. They're going to remember it more. No one's coming out going like, you remember that joke that guy hated? He talked about Trump. I mean, the only one that I heard that I liked that was funny was like, Mulaney said Trump was like in a like an elephant loose in a hospital, and it's like something along those lines. And I did like that analogy of it. Like, it wasn't like.
So at least what he's done, which I've seen most people not do, is make jokes.
Yeah.
It's okay to have a stance.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why? It's like, do you remember 2016? People are like, look, I don't want the whole left, all the comics, I don't want him to win, they all said. But if he does, at least we'll have 4 years of good jokes.
Yeah.
And then he won, and there was zero jokes.
Zero jokes. It got too real, dude. People, it got too real. People put activists in their, people say they're an activist now. I'm an activist. Well, if your job is an activist, well, then guess what? You get no relief. That means you always are looking for activist stuff.
Right.
And so there's no break from that. You can't go, I'm an activist. Well, how are things? Well, they've calmed down. We're pretty doing good pretty today. Good right now. And so I don't need to do it as much. No one.
Yeah, gay marriage is legalized. So it's pretty good. It's all there.
Think about positive. Like, you know, no one wants to focus on positives. Where if we focused on positives every day on our, you know, on our podcast, we did at the end of the year, we talked about for the end of 2020, I was like, I don't want to just bash 2020. Everybody's bashing 2020. So we did a thing on why is it the best time to be alive? And right now is the best time in history of Earth to be alive as a human. It just is. And we had one comment go, so you're saying the last 4 years of Trump? And you're like, all right, moron. If you think everything just revolves around Trump, then yeah, guess what? Not for you. But in
not for you.
Outside of the world, because guess what? Like where you're at right now, Ari, where you don't even know about the castle riots. Because guess what? We're only a little tiny part of the world. And there's a lot of people. And out of all these people, all this stuff, yes, some people are still getting the brunt force of they're living in crazy war. I mean, you know, these other countries are just constant war, all this kind of stuff. But the grand scheme of things, the very broad strokes of things, it's a wonderful time to be alive. It's the best. And every day, I think it was the best year we've ever had. Every day.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the best years we've ever had, especially with the COVID, all the good things that came with it, the talking to your friends on the phone.
Yeah.
For the first time in I don't know how many years, actually calling your friends to be like, I'm bored. Let's just talk for 30 minutes.
I mean, I mean, it's you know, I start my special. I say 2020 has been my favorite year. And that was, and again, that's like that idea of going, well, I don't want to say, like, why do I want to be mixed in with everybody else? Why would I? Mean,
isn't it every single year they go, because I've heard it couldn't possibly be worse than 2020. I'm like, they said that about 2019. And they said it about 2018 and 2012 and 2016 and 2014. They keep saying it.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time.
Social media, that's why social media was great when it was like you think when people just posted about their food. Like that was like we made fun of that. But that was actually like people were enjoying
it. Wouldn't it be great to go back to that?
Yeah. It'd be great to go back to that. Now everybody wants it. It's got to be a negative post. And you want to, people have got to start posting some positive. And the thing is, we're hitting these negative
positive
things.
Positive doesn't get rewarded.
Look, I think of this with women. Like, I think of it with a lot of women. So, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, like Instagram models and stuff like that. And they will always post something like, this is to all the people that said, I'm too fat, too skinny, too this, too that. And you're like, well, who? You want to go, you know what, lady? No one is saying that. You're one of the most beautiful creatures I have ever seen in my life. You see their face.
What are you focusing on?
Yeah. You go, I look at you and I can't believe you're a human being because you're the most beautiful person alive that I've ever seen. And if you say that people have called you fat, then you know most of the world, they might as well kill themselves. Because why do they even walk around? Because you can't do that, man. You can't say that stuff to, like these young girls are following you and they go, well, I'll never look like you. And you go, this is, because you think, I got to stand up for something. No one wants to go, you know what, man? I was gifted with just these looks and I'm living it up, dude. And no one's really criticized me. The only people that criticize me, like, that's like, what, a YouTube comment? You're like, is that, like, you act like that person's a real person. That's just people trying to get at you and to be mean. Because they're trying to just say the opposite of what everybody else is saying. Because you also.
If they were like, I want to touch your hand, you'd be like, I'll kill someone for it. Please do touch my hand.
Yeah.
Literally, you're so hot.
Yeah. You're beautiful, dude. Like, and this is dedicated to all the haters that said I was.
Who? Seven of them? Who said that? Are you talking about grade school? Nobody. When was this?
You know what? Who knows who's saying it too? They always direct it at men. It ain't men. It ain't men. It's women. Other women are the only ones that are going to say something like that. But dude, you see so many, like, there's a lot of big ladies that have way more confidence than half of these good looking girls. And but they've got to calm that stuff down.
They focus on the positive. The fat ladies focus on the positive, and then the skinny ladies focus on negative. And it's like what you're saying. It's like, well, then you'll see plenty of negative, but you're hot, so you're wasting it.
Yeah. Yeah, that world has got to get kind of out, you know. And then also posting with no makeup, that's a big, you know, like brave thing. And I mean, dude, I tell my wife, my wife is the prettiest to me with no makeup. I think a lot of men don't like makeup. We don't love it as much as they do that.
They think.
I have no idea. It's not like I've asked any women this. This is all just, but I mean, I think a lot of women do it. I mean, it makes them feel pretty the same way, you know, sometimes it feels good to wear a suit. You know, when you go to a wedding and you're like, yeah, I like dressing up. It's not a bad thing. You get to wear your weird flowery. Yeah, you get to wear your
blue tuxedo. Suit sometimes. I'll wear it to Legion of Skanks. I feel I'm just in a good dress up mood.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always a blue, yellow tuxedo. You look like Dumb and Dumber, like your tuxedo, you show up. Like
it's not always that, but yeah.
I mean, it's basically that, Ari. I don't know.
Sometimes.
I don't think I've seen you. I've actually seen you in suits quite a bit, and I don't know if it's ever been a traditional, like, black. Have you ever done that?
One time, oh, let me tell you this. I was in a music festival, Glastonbury Music Festival in England. And I had a suit that I took to LA to go on job interviews when I was like, I'm going to find a job. So it became a baggy suit on me and I just never threw it away. It was Pierre Cardin, you know, it was a fucking designer suit. And I was like, I couldn't bear myself to throw it away. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to bring it to this music festival.
Yeah.
And I am walking through a music festival with a full fucking three-piece suit and tie. And people are just like, what the fuck? Yeah. And I'm gacked out on shrooms, laying in the grass on a fuck with this suit. And that was a nice navy blue suit.
That was a nice, yeah.
Yeah,
your mother was, your mother was proud. She's it's like, I mean, you know, it feels good to dress up something. Like, it's nice. It's like we talk about going to like a nice restaurant and you're like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to fix my hair. I'm going to, you know, wear nice clothes. You're like, yeah, it just feels good. It's fun.
Uh-huh. Hey, whenever I get in trouble with stuff, are there, you know how there's always like, I think there's like 50 text threads with comics just shitting on stuff. when I get in trouble, are your comics just going like, fucking Ari, how long do we have to defend him for?
Do we, you know, no, I don't, I'm not in a ton of comic thread. I'm trying to think if I'm in a few, like where I talk to everybody kind of separately.
Yeah.
And so I would have, but you know, I definitely call people and I say, what is he, you know, I think I talked to you first, like after your last one, I called you first.
Yeah. And, it's always a good way to do it.
Yeah. Just to, just be like, are you fine? Like are you fine? And then, just kind of just hear, you want to hear what the truth is of, I'll text, you know, you could text. So I'll text someone and you just, you're like, is he fine? It's really just, are you fine?
Yeah, that's it. That's with most people.
And that's like, you know, it's not like I've had to go defend. No one's like asking me to really do these major, like I got to do a statement.
You're not in that world too.
I'm hoping you don't get ever trouble on this podcast. And this only lives in this little podcast world.
I get this sometimes where people go like, are you going to comment on, and I'm not going to say any names, but like other comics who have gotten in trouble for something. When are you going to, and I'm like, what are you talking? They're not in trouble for anything to do with me.
Yeah.
Why world would I comment publicly on, well, I think on a friend?
Yeah, I imagine the people can guess what the names are. That's so, you're like, it's, I'm not going to say names. You're like, dude, there's only basically one name that could be fit in that scenario thing.
Yeah.
And well, you're like, whatever. Yeah, dude, I'm not even going to say their names. And you're like, yeah, dude, everybody knows who you're talking about. Like, it's not like you just have, it's either you or this other person. And that's it. And you're here, so.
I'm thinking of two different people.
Oh, it could be both. Yeah,
but yeah, it's just like, I don't know what the fuck do you want me to talk. Well, no, I don't understand, like, this weigh in on issues.
Yeah, people, what do you think about this? I mean, I just don't. I mean, that's why I had to get off social media. That's the only place they're really asking you to do something. And then if you're just like, yeah, I'm not on social media that much, so I don't know what's happening. Like,
even if it's like the Parkland, what's your take? It's like, oh, are you asking me to write a joke about Parkland?
Yeah.
All right, give me a minute. But like, what's my take? You're asking for serious? No way. You're not getting that.
Yeah. My take is what that's, you know, you said it earlier. Yeah. Our take is what everybody's is. It's bad. And we don't like it. That's the take. There's no more, you know, it's like, well, I need to hear it. You need to hear that I'm against, that I don't like that happened. Like, that's, are you insane? You know how judgmental, like, you're actually the one I'm worried about. Why do you got to assume that I'm for it? That's your.
We
actually
need your, crazy. We need your voice now to say, "Fucking people shouldn't shoot unarmed people."
You should let your people know. That's back to the platform thing. People think you know what? I got all these people, and they want, and like, I got to let my audience know. No, dude, you don't got to let your audience know that your audience is there because they want to hear your dumb jokes, and they want to. They want to be. You need to be a distraction, unless you are. You know, look, I get Chappelle saying stuff. I get like, you know, all these people saying some kind of stuff. If they have to, you know, Louis, I don't think ever did that. Louis,
I don't get it. Write a great bit about it, and I'm totally down.
Yeah,
totally. Write a great bit about it, I'm totally down. Yeah. But if it's just like saying something, even if it's doing stand up, it's like, let me take a. That's what all the English comics do. They take a break from the jokes to say some big thematic ending about how every race is equal, and you're like.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Yeah, and you're like, yeah. No, I mean, that's why I think it's hard to take, because you go, yeah, I agree with it, so I don't, like, I'm not here for that. But they all, like, yeah, it is, like, who do these people think they're talking to?
9/11 was wrong. Like, okay.
Yeah. All right, that's
that was one of my first ones, I remember, when I was going, like, it was in L.A., but I was going, like, guys, it's terrible, but, you know, at least it was New Yorkers.
Yeah.
And it was like people in L.A. could get behind it. It's like, oh, I mean, I don't know. You got to think of something funny. That's your fucking job.
Yeah, that's your job. Yeah, that's your job. It's like no one cares. And always remember, no one cares. You don't care, and no one else cares.
You don't really care. You don't matter. You don't care.
No, they don't. No one really, really cares. Because there's crazy stuff happening in the world that's real legit, break your heart, sad. Like, I've been trying to, like, read more, like... Like, I mean, I listen to Dave a lot, like a lot of libertarian kind of stuff.
Smith,
and, like just really, like, I kind of like getting on board with libertarians where you're like, yeah, I just hate all sides. Like,
yeah, I could take their word for it too.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, you want someone like, they seem pretty consistent, or like even just the ones I listen to. I don't know. They might not all be, but like, you know, like Dave, I always like what Dave Smith said. Like, Dave Smith is very pretty consistent. Will talk to anybody about anything. And, so when you hear them talk about stuff, you're, yeah, I don't know. It's like, but like they talk about like Yemen and like all these wars, and I don't know anything about them. But then you do think about it, you're like, yeah, dude, it's like super sad. I mean, it would be as if you're just a child walking down the street and bombs are just being dropped on
you. You got no hand because it fucking bomb blew up.
Yeah, I mean, like you're like death doesn't mean anything to you because you just don't. You don't see, like, I always think of it, like, I'm kind of fascinated with the cartel in, like, Mexico, a lot of places in Mexico, because it's brutal, dude, some of those towns. Like, they, you know, like, not every town, I'm not saying that it's all that, but it's, you know, it's like, there's still parts of Mexico where you're like, dude, it is nuts, yeah. Like, what they're having to go through and deal with. And so it's like, yeah, just put that into reality, and sometimes when you think of something, just go think outside of America, and which I
got to talk about privilege, and it's like anyone here calling that out has it.
Yeah. Yo, the fact that you can argue about being privileged is a privilege. And so no matter what you're doing, if you're saying, I'm so tired of all this privilege, you got to, like, we're very, we've built a world now where it's all about you. And so it's all about me, and ask me about me, and I want to tell you about me. I saw this woman, well,
as a trans Asian woman who's the son of the daughter of the first fucking railroad conductor who was a Native American. Yeah. I feel it's like this has nothing to do with anything.
Well, that's like, I mean, you know, when like someone gets in, they're like, I mean, there's like, we're like, America's like one of the more diverse countries in the world. I mean, like, we have our Congress is like full of like people that are like. Some are like first generation, second generation, like, you know, they're like, it. I'm here to fight this. And you're like, I mean, you're in our Congress. I don't know what you're like. You're like, I mean, you're in the system. Like, I get like you want to, like, there should be more and you're going to keep going forward. But let's at least acknowledge that you, if we all these hated actresses it, why going are like, you in
it's
our
a double
system?
Standard. Women are judged on their looks. I'm like, yeah, but not you. Not you're fat you. And you're successful. Yeah. You're the proof that they're not.
We have a horrible system then, to be honest, because how did you get this far? Orny Adams always had that great joke about women getting the right to vote. Like, when he goes, and then they won the right to vote. You're like, how'd they win that vote? Like, it's a very funny joke. You're like, yeah, dude, how did they win that right to vote? Like,
there's fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Why did you give up that power?
Yeah, what were we thinking?
It's one of those prop sevens where you're like, I don't know which side's which. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. What was I just talking about? It was, but we're into our, I saw a woman on a plane. She was like, wine time is mine time. And it was like a mom. And you go, that's a problem. You know what? My mom never wore a shirt that said her own time was her time. Her time was our kids. Her kids were her time. Like, not saying that she didn't deserve her own time and not that people... I get it, dude. You got to have your moments and you get your moments. You don't need to tell me that you deserve a moment. You don't need to tell me I've... You know what? No one deserves anything. You don't go, I deserve this break. You know, now people want to go... They're you know, I see it a lot in sports. You know, I follow a lot of like sports stuff. And so like kind of smaller sports, we'll talk about like whatever team and they'll be talking about like it'll be like a reporter talking about whatever, Titans or you know, whatever local you know, some sports. And sometimes they'll be like, you know what, guys, I'm taking a break from this message. Like they'll run like a message board and I'll be reading it and they're like and then the main guy's like I'm taking a much deserved vacation from covering this football team. And then everybody's like, you do deserve a vacation. And you're like, how about you do your dumb vacation and I don't care. Like just disappear and go, guys, I'm out this week. I won't be here. Be back next week. And then that's it.
No podcast next week.
Yeah. No podcast. Don't tell me like I have earned, like everybody's telling us about their family now too. Like two, it's like two, there's a lot of like...
Yeah, just be like, I'm going to go water skiing. Like, oh, cool. But don't be like, I need to spend time with my family.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't care. No one,
yeah, like, it's...
What are you going to do with them, though?
I'll see. Like, there'll be a breaking story on something that's going on in the world that
TNT,
I'm...
ESPN.
Yeah, but it'll be in, like, my world of sports. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like Bandy. The NFL. It's like Bandy, Titans. It's like, you know, it's very local. And the guy will just be like... He just didn't get to it. He's like, sorry, I had to take the kids to soccer practice. I couldn't get to it. And I'm just like, I shouldn't know that your kids play soccer. Like, that's not, I'm not here for, I get you have a family. I'm not against you having a family. But it's like, I don't, you know, when I go put my podcast, sorry guys, the podcast was late today because my daughter had swim lessons today and I had to take her because my wife's been busy. And it's just, you know, guys, I try to do the best I can. And you guys know that, like, they just want... They want the validation of people going like, you're working hard. You're
and
doing
that
great.
Shit is the same thing as the political stuff. It's the same thing. It's like shit that shouldn't come into play. Political, your family. None of this has anything to do with what we're giving you here.
Yeah.
You never see friends at the end of season three go, okay, guys, this is you know, May 30th, supposed to be the last one because we all worked really hard this whole season and we need to have off. And Chandler and Ross, you need to go. They just stop.
Just stop. Yeah. Yeah, it's over. It's like, yeah, I did my job. It's all they don't realize that like what your job. Yeah, like I mean, a guy that works at a bread factory doesn't announce to his boss, "Hey guys, I'm gonna take some much needed time off from this bread
much
factory."
Much needed. It's always the same lingo too. Yeah. Much needed. Yeah. When have you ever said much needed in your regular life?
No one.
I'm gonna get a much needed burger.
Yeah. No one needs any. No one. You're much needed. You don't need anything. You're doing. No. You're lucky to get to. People need to remind themselves, especially in our industry, that you know what? I am lucky. I am extremely lucky. I worked. I'm not promised any of this. I gotta earn it every day. But I'm lucky to have what I have, and I get that. And my job isn't to look down on you as the audience. I think of the audience as equals. Actually, you're probably honestly smarter and contributing more than I am because you're smarter than me. And so
I'm just giving them relief from running shit.
Yeah. Yeah. My job is so you can like look over here and be like, dude, I'm like about to lose my mind. And then you get a glance over here and I'm like, look.
There's that fun clown.
Yeah.
Let's watch him for a minute.
Yeah. Let's watch him. And like I get to, you know, and you get to back off and be like, huh. And just turn, you know, again, go back to the Seinfeld. Why is the Seinfeld Office? Why are those shows being watched by millions and millions of people? Because back then they didn't put their agenda into everything. I didn't have to watch Everybody Loves Raymond about the Capitol riots. Like I didn't like it was just like him and his wife fighting, and that's what it was about, dude. Like it's not about everything's got to have some message, and be like,
oh my God, Madrigal was on that what's it called show, that stand up show. About the Comedy Store, loosely about the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And he was like, at some point, he goes like, the show just started sucking because they started putting in all this like, women can do it because it was right around Me Too.
Yeah.
So they had to change what the 70s were.
Yeah.
To make it like now. So it's like, we can do whatever we want. It's like, not in the 70s. You couldn't walk down fucking Hollywood Boulevard. What are you talking? Yeah. No one could. And it's like, you changed into a public message show instead of actual show. Whatever. But anyway, you're doing it the right way. I always appreciated that. You're doing fucking jokes.
That's the important thing. I'm doing it the best way. The only way. You're doing it the right way too. You do your own thing. I've always been, live by your own world, man. I mean, it's like always, I mean, wherever you're at, we've grown to know that you're just going to be gone. I like that we can talk to you now, you know, when you were gone the last time.
Yeah, this time I'm not so off the grid. I'm on the grid.
This time we at least can know you're alive. We enjoy that.
It's just cool that I'm in Ecuador and you're in fucking Nashville and we could do a fucking podcast.
It's wild. We were in the same house together and we didn't do one.
That's right. We did not do one in the same fucking house.
Yeah. I don't know why. I feel like every time we were always near each other, I think we were hanging more. And so
it's just like I want to have fun. You see Bert, like, let's do some fucking public relationship. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm seeing my friend. Can we just chill it out for a minute?
We're just going to hang out. And we're going to, So I think every time we always see each other, it's more of just like we're catching up. We're doing our normal, you know, we trash everybody we want to trash. Get it all out, you know.
Like, that was fun. Yeah. That was fun playing golf, too. I'm sorry it sucks so much, but.
It was rough.
You and Dorf and Chris were all like, you got a good swing, man. I don't know why you're not putting it together.
You do have a good swing. It's why do you not. It does, because it's hard, dude. Golf is. I love golf, and I think golf is. I was talking about today with it's why it's such a good sport. It's like you see stuff happen. There's a video of a guy. He's swinging. I think I told you about some of those very funny
trick shots. Like, I love them.
Yeah, there. But this guy's doing a full swing with a driver, misses the ball, just hits the tee. The ball pops straight up and hits him in the eye.
Wow. Wow.
Very funny. And so that's not a trick shot. That's like an accident.
Teeing it up too high.
That's why. How
you would do that?
That's it's not possible. Like in golf, just punishes you. So bad.
It's not possible. Yeah, that, like, Tiger couldn't do that. Tiger in his prime couldn't do that.
He couldn't. He's not going to be able to.
It would take him a while.
It would take him a while. And I don't know if he could do it. I mean, the ball's got to come up. You've got to miss the ball completely. And you got to get the ball's then got to. You're not hitting the ball. And it's got to be forced up and kind of diagonally. And you got to be turned just perfect. So then it hits your eyeball. I mean, how do you not love a sport that just humbles you like that?
It's just, hey, you play with new people at all? You must, right?
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. We did it once, and I haven't done it forever. And I think you'll get a kick out of this more than anybody. Is it like you're teeing it up too high, man? You're teeing it up too high. Let me show you because they're always looking for tips.
Yeah.
Give them one of those trick balls, that explode.
Yeah.
Dude, it's such a fucking winner as a joke.
Yeah.
Because at first they don't know what the fuck just happened.
Yeah.
And then it's just everybody laughing, including people that are waiting.
It's great.
Like. Yeah,
that's a good way to do it. Like, too, you tee it up and like, you go tee it up. You're like, you're too high, dude. Like, and then you just bend down and go there.
If they felt the ball, they'd be like, that's light.
I think I have some of those balls somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. I just haven't done them yet. But is a good. That's always a fun one. I love always. There's like dumb golf jokes. You know, when someone like accidentally knocks the ball off the tee, and you just go one. Like, it's a very happy. Yeah. It's a very.
Shut up.
Everybody does it, but man, it's so funny every time.
It works.
It's
it
so
works.
Funny to just
it's
think.
It's consistent as a fart.
That counts as one stroke. And so now you're hitting your second stroke, and you're in the same position and a worse position because the ball's on the
and
ground.
And no tee.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a little accident, and now your round's a nightmare. And there's nothing better than that, you know? I love
it. Yeah. Well, the special is called The Greatest Average American, out now on Netflix. Tell me when I'll put it up.
Whenever this
comes. No, I'm not going to put this up until it's out.
Or it doesn't matter.
No, I'll wait.
Oh, okay. Oh, perfect. Yes, then it is out now on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a joy.
What if by the time all this comes out,
this stuff is two changed. Netflixes and 1.5 hour?
I did, 2 hours with Netflix and 1.5 hour Netflix. And then,
this will be the second. I couldn't decide. It was Tennessee Kid. And now this.
And then the stand-ups. So 2.5 hours on Netflix, plus another Brad Paisley thing on Netflix, and then like a little...
Did you do Comedy Central ever?
I did an hour of Comedy Central, and then a half hour of Comedy Central. So
damn, dude, that's like one of like three, the output-wise, that's like
four
top
hours?
Of the game. That's yeah. like...
Yeah, and an
hour. That's the thing, too, in terms of like complaining. It's like looking back from when you're like doing open mics with fucking, you know, Gomez and whatever. It's just like... You just, if you look forward from that time, you're like, you'll have 4 hours of like specials.
Yeah. You know what it is? Like, you talk about making it when you're 40. Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. 4 hours, I mean, I don't know how I've come up with a half, 30 minutes of material. I mean, it's like,
I know what you
mean. I mean, right now, I'm building new material and you're like, I don't, dude, I'm maybe one of the unfunniest people alive. So, yeah. But there, you know, talk about making it, like when you make it, and I'm not saying I made it, but it's like, you know, it's like we're doing good. We're doing this for a living. And it's you gradually like just, you know, it's never one thing. Like when someone's like, you know, Pete Davidson was 16. It's like that's a shock. Like that's he goes from this to he can't go outside. And like
right.
And so like for us, it's like we're slowly just like almost like the everybody's just kind of used to seeing your face around. And so then it just becomes different. It's, you know.
Yeah, like the comedy scene where it's like you'll see people like Sagalow's one where it's like, first I was like, oh, it's a new guy. And now he's like, he's just part of the scene. I don't know when it happened.
Yeah.
It's just like, and we all went through that. Eventually people just kind of know you.
They kind of know you.
In the scene yeah. and then nationally, I guess.
Yeah. It's exactly it. So, yeah, it's fun.
I don't want it any more than that. When we went to that Chainsmokers concert, and I think you got recognized like 3 times and I got recognized like once. I'm like, that's plenty.
That was like good enough.
Yeah, especially yeah. weren't doing drugs, which is good, but like, I want to just get lost.
Yeah, it is. It's mine's. Yeah, the most is in Nashville, and it's enough. Like, it doesn't have it. You know, the ones that are tough is when you just get messages afterwards. It's like, yo, I saw you out doing the same thing, but big fan. Like, they're being nice, and they're being nice. They don't bother you. So it's. I mean, I like that because no one ever bothers me anyway. I'm not getting recognized enough that it bothers me, and then. Yeah. It's but it does make you act different because you go, oh, now
I'm on the record.
Yeah, you're like even though, you know, because someone, you know, you could be with a friend that's like, dude, no one came up to you. You're like, I know, but that doesn't mean you know,
I almost screamed at that waiter.
Yeah,
and somebody would have seen me do that and be like, you know, fucking Ari just berated a waiter.
You gotta just kind of go no matter
what.
That
guy did.
Yeah, you can kind of get treated badly because you have to. I always think that's always funny when the waiter always comes and tells you they like you right when they give you the check. They go, hey, just want to, I don't want to say anything while you are here and eating, but I'm an enormous fan. And they give you the check and you're like, oh, I appreciate it. And you're like, I mean, if you want a double tip, you've got, you know, not,
that's the way to do it.
That's the way, I mean, I try
but I'm
to
like, fuck that waiter. It should be like, I'm a big fan. Hey, just so you know, that's half price.
Yeah. And then you go, well, I'm tipping half price. You go, I tip off. You don't tip off the main bill. You go.
You're like, well then you're aware I am a Jew and this is not going to be good for you right now.
You're like, the fame doesn't outweigh the other part of you.
Did I add it? One time I was in Australia. I wasn't recognized, but they don't tip there. You know, they get paid a lot better as waiters. And I tipped 20% on a fucking kangaroo steak or something. The waitress takes my bill and leaves and then comes back. She goes, oh, hey, are you sure? Like 20% is pretty high here. And I was like, no, I'm not sure anymore, but I can't fucking take that money back.
Yeah. You know what? Let's knock it down. What's the
give me
average?
A fiver back.
Yeah. Give me a, I'll take a fiver back. Don't worry about it. I tipped in Ireland once and the guy, it was a hassle to give him the money.
Cause he didn't want it.
In America, we have a lot of places like, well, they don't take tips. Every time someone tells you that, you're like, I promise they do. I've yet to been to a place where the guy won't take it. And so then that makes me nervous because like you do want to go to a place where you want to go. I don't want to tip, dude. I don't want to, we went to an all inclusive, you know, whatever resort for our honeymoon.
Where you don't touch your wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, forever ago. I mean, this is obviously I'm 2006 when I got married. And so,
damn, 15 years.
Yeah. It's a long time. And then, No one knew who I was, obviously, at all then. You're just a regular person. And then, so we go, and I was like, oh, perfect, all-inclusive. Like, I'm going to leave my wallet in the hotel. You know, you're going to just walk around and you're like, I want that. And they give it to you and you walk away. And, but like, you can't, I can't let it go. And then you start seeing other people go, well, I throw them money if, you know, they do good. And you're like, so I do have to carry my wallet. That was the main reason. That was the selling point to me of this was I don't want to carry my wallet.
We had a fucking deal.
We had a deal. And then those people take the cash and you're like, well, you're ruining the experience. The whole point of this was I don't want to carry stuff. I'm paying more. I'll pay more.
Yeah.
Let's do it up front. Just
put it in the bill. Here's an extra $100. Split it up however you think you need to split it up.
I think cruise ships do that pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm going to bring a Joe List's wedding. I think talking to you at the bar, I don't know if you were drinking that or not, but I was. And like, there's a little tip jar and you're like,
I was drinking
that. Fuck. Okay, and I was like, "Fuck!" It's like I got every time I get a drink, I don't have that many ones on me.
Yeah.
And then you're like, "All I got is a 10." I'm like, "Hey, can you make change? Because you're gonna see me reaching in there, and it's gonna look weird."
But that's some of those you want to go like give it. Yeah, you start at the beginning of the night. Like, here's $100, and then you want to be like, "Are you gonna be here all night?" And he's
yeah, exactly.
Like, well, don't be changing on me.
Tell the next guy what happened.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to be coming back and forth. Here's $100.
Even if you gave the guy $100 and he was there all night, your friend's going to see you not tip on the next drink and he's going to go, you're still going to feel obligated to throw a dollar in.
Yeah. 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 You just, you always feel it. It's not, tipping's,
actually,
I lived off tips, so I get it. I'm not saying I'm against tipping. It just, I wish we'd have a system in place where it's like, I wish they'd just be like, it's 20% no matter where you go, and that's what it is. But I mean, even then, you got to tip more.
You do. It still feels wrong. There's like service included. You're like, I think we still got to.
I think you still get, because why do they have that extra additional tip line?
And then you got to write zero in the tip, right? And then it feels so cheap.
Oh, yeah. I write cash. You write cash or zero?
Oh, cash. That's another one.
Giannis would, we went to we went to Cracker Barrel. For the first time. First time he's ever been in Cracker Barrel. Me, him, and Mad Dog. And so we go
just
in there.
Now.
Huh?
Just now? Just a week ago?
No. Sorry. This was 10 years ago. And so we go and Giannis never been there. The service was terrible, right? So Cracker Barrel is usually good service, but we were in like Pennsylvania or something. I don't know. Somewhere. And it just was bad. Whatever. You get a bad server. And so I'm acting like I'm defending, like I work for Cracker Barrel. I'm like, we're usually pretty good at Cracker Barrel, so don't judge this story.
And the big sponsor.
So the service is bad. So Giannis is like, well, you don't tip them. And I was like, well, me and Mad Dog are like, well, you can't not do that. I mean, you're like, yeah, dude, I want to agree with you. I want to do that. That's the whole point of tipping. It should be, I mean, this girl was like sitting down at another table. We had to go ask her for stuff. I mean, it's obvious that she doesn't deserve this tip. But we're like, you can't. And he's like, no, dude, that's the whole system's falling apart, which it kind of has.
Because they're like, they work for tips, like, but she didn't work.
She didn't work. So that is what it is. And like, and then so he's like, I'm not tipping. And so we're like, all right. And then of course, me and Mad Dog, we tip, I mean, even more, just for having that conversation.
Fucking cucks.
And Giannis is so mad at us. And I'll never forget it. But it does, and Giannis is right, because it's like, now we're at a system that you're like, dude, they're getting 20%. I mean, they're asking for 30 now. If you look at a check, they're saying 20%
20 became regular, and it's like, go more.
Go, yeah, it's like,
it used to be 15. I remember 15 was the standard, and 20 was like, damn, bro, you got money?
I think it's 20 now.
20 is the minimum you can do now.
20 is the, and 20 is minimum. I do 20 if it's, you're spending $5. I mean,
I still go $1 at a bar. I don't care how much a drink is. It could be a $5 beer, a $3 beer, or a $12 cocktail. You're getting what you brought me. No, cocktail, you could go $2 because that's hard to mix. But I don't care how much the beer is. All you're doing is cracking and handing it to me. That's $1.
I do 20% on delivering pizzas. I used to not do that. I used to deliver pizzas.
Takeout? That's a big one. Takeout. I'm like,
I do 20% now.
I paid for it. I'm getting it myself.
I know. I got recognized at the Outback I go to. So that guy.
Damn it.
I know. I mean, the whole system's fell apart now. Like, your name's on it. I mean, it's not even like you can get recognized. My name's Bargetti. I mean, you can get it with Ari Shaffir. It's like a very obvious name.
Oh, dude, a customer service. I'm like Verizon. They're like, wait, the comedian Ari Shaffir? I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to yell at you, dude, because I don't like Verizon. You know, it's like, don't take it personally. I'm just yelling at your boss.
And you're like, are you ready for this? And he's like, I guess so. And you're like, let me tell you something. You just get it to you. You go after him.
If you pick up a pizza that says Netflix is Nate Bargatze,
you're like, fuck. And he's like, but you picked the name. I was like, I know. I wanted you to know, to be honest. Like, he goes, you didn't have to say Netflix is Nate Bargatze. I go, I know I didn't, but I wanted you to know, actually. So,
did you ever hear that Ray Romano bit about it? Was in his later specials. Not this one, but like later stand up where he was like, after, it wasn't a special, it was after Mad About You, whatever the show was called. Everybody loves Ray.
Mad About You.
And he goes, I don't know. But he goes, I'm in a hotel room, and I was watching some porn, but it wasn't working, so I had to call downstairs to the front desk. But I have a very recognizable voice, so I had to be like, hello? No, thank you. I do appreciate it. No, it was a great show. No, absolutely. Anyway, what I need is, can you please fix the pornography?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, these are the problems these guys have to go through. You know what? I actually turned back around. I'm glad that they make all the posts that they make, actually. I'm on all the celebrity side now, to be honest. Better take that. You know what? I've turned back around. I forgot they had to deal with stuff like that. And that stuff
they really are doing a service.
You know what? Yeah. I think they should say more. And they should tell you how to vote. And you should vote the way Jennifer Aniston votes. So how about that? You know? She showed her voting too. Like that was. I love Jennifer Aniston. I love her. I was like.
Hey guys, I'm voting for this.
Yeah. She took a picture of her at a mailbox voting, and you're like, ugh. But I
love how they go. It's important to vote, and they go like, well, I'm going to vote for the opposite person of who you want. They're like, no, don't do that. Like, well, can you backtrack on the first thing then?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, they. It takes them everything. I think it takes because a lot of them won't say vote. They just tell you to go vote, and so they don't say go vote for Biden sometimes. But I mean, it's all like the Biden stuff is surrounding the one go vote post. So it's like obvious. But I mean, it takes a lot, dude, when they say go vote that you can tell they're trying hard not to go, but don't you better vote who I'm telling you to vote. Like, you know, you can feel it.
Yeah, they want to say that post so fucking bad.
Yeah. I love Jennifer Aniston, though, so she can do whatever she wants.
She's hotter than ever, even for her age.
It'd be great. It's like, I am someone, though, if I was next to her and she's talking to me, I'd be like, you got to say stuff, you know? These people are dumb. They don't know what they're doing. Like, I agree with everything. I'm going to go on a podcast right after this. Yeah, dude, these idiots, they don't know what they're talking about.
Dude, if you're trying to get laid, it's like you can't take anything that guy said seriously. Yeah. They're trying to get laid. Yeah, you can't count that against them.
That's
every time somebody gets in trouble for sexual stuff, they're like, we're on a date and he said this. And you're like, oh, he's trying to fuck. That's inadmissible. Inadmissible.
Yeah, that's when you meet a guy that's got a lot of friends that are girls. And they're like, he goes, oh, most of my friends are girls. And you're like, all right, dude. Like, I had a friend that he's like, he went out with a girl and he's like, we're truly just friends. And you're like, come on. You're like, let's not. I'm not, you know, it's like, one's saying that you can't be friends with a girl, but it's definitely the norm. Let's not act like it's completely weird to question average. It. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or they're like, why? What's it? Why? I'm like, you know why. You know it's why. Okay if I'm wrong, but you know why.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing with the trans thing. Like, why are you looking at me all weird? It's like, because I normally don't see. Same thing. Look at somebody 6'10" weird. Yeah. It's not a thing I see very often. Yeah. You're allowed to be 6'10". Yeah. I'm going to stare.
Yeah. I'm going to stare at Shaq. If Shaq walks in, you kind of stare at him. Yeah. I've never seen a 7'4" guy. So that was definitely different.
It's a crossy bears.
Yeah. I love him, but I definitely thought it was very different to me.
I was standing at dick level to him. I'm like, oh, look at that. Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Congratulations on the special. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man. Hopefully it's good. Yeah. Might be terrible. Who knows?
You did it outside?
Yeah, outside.
Were you nervous about working it beforehand?
Yeah, I didn't get to do it normal. I did in those drive-in shows, but it's like, yeah, I mean, luckily, I mean, I've kind of roughly had the at least act together in,
before.
So
that's good.
I don't think it was bad, but it was definitely different. And I mean, the audience had to wear masks. There's only 100 people. It was outside. Helicopters were flying over just because we were outside. And so we left some of that stuff in just to kind of show it and without.
Give it a time and place. You have to. Yeah. Otherwise, it'd be like, yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. So I think it was, I do think it was good and it went good. And you hope it's, you don't know, you know, right before you release something. You know, it's this even this podcast, you're like, dude, we're going to talk afterwards. Like, I think that was terrible. You know, you just always.
I might not air it. Hey, what do you think if I just don't air it? I'll just tweet a bunch to say your specials out.
Yeah. You just tell me, you're like, I'll like some of your stuff and that usually helps. And I'm like, nah, I get it, man.
Dude, at least you had the hour beforehand. There are going to be a slew of specials and they've already started that are not worked out beforehand and worked out during. And then just like, fuck it. We need content and people are going to jump at it. Yeah. And it's just going to be like a bad time for specials. So I assume yours is going to be as good as they ever are. So like you'll stand out even more now.
But yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully it stands out. I need the special to come out before the world opens back up. So,
like right before.
I know. Like, I'm like,
open up the day after. So
I know. It's like so funny now to be like, I'm like, I don't think we should open, dude. Like I start rooting against. You know what, dude? I think it's too soon, to be honest. I'm gonna start posting that more. You guys are crazy. If you guys want to go kill each other, that's fine. But I think COVID's still around and it's getting nuts.
Even one death is too much. Yeah. Just have that as a t-shirt always.
That's what I should name the special. One death is too much.
I love when they say that even one death is too much. And then if you look at the stats, if they raise the speed limit 5 miles an hour, that they already know it's going to result in about 80 deaths a year. Yeah. But they're like, it's worth it because of the commute. So like, now one death is not worth it.
Yeah.
But it was for 5 miles an hour.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like the child suicide's up. Like it's crazy. Like, you know, that stuff breaks your heart. Like in no one talks about the consequences to a lot of this. Where it's like real deaths, dude. Like people are really dying these other ways. Where you go, yeah, man, it's just a crazy thing. So like,
it's a crazy time. Yeah,
the best solution. Let's talk about.
Yeah, but they're like, this guy went out of business. I'm like, right. Yeah, for sure. It's a bad. It's not. No one's saying it's a great thing. Yeah. Well, I am.
But that's We should. Everybody should at least talk about it. So.
Yeah, let's all hug each other. Oh no, you can't hug each other.
You can't hug it. Yeah, I know. That's that's how they got you.
God, what a fun, weird time. Remember when somebody got arrested for coughing on lettuce? He was going around coughing on apples and putting them back. And people were like, that's terrorism.
I think they shot him.
I could be.
Look, that's far away. I don't know what news you read, but my news is...
Just Weekly World News. It's never let me down.
Yeah, that Weekly boy's real. World News, WWW.
Remember when that was fake news?
WWN. What was it?
Weekly World News and National Enquirer.
Oh, you know what's funny? They always go like the National Enquirer, like stuff like that. That stuff like ends up sometimes being more true than like.
Yeah, sometimes they'll break an actual news story, and you're like, "Wait, the one about the half werewolf fucking the lady."
Which that stuff you're like, "Well, they still ain't proved no half werewolf." You know, you could argue that you're like,
"Where's the proof he don't exist?"
They go, "Oh, y'all do that dumb half werewolf stuff." You're like, "I mean, have you disproved it? I don't think so. You just kind of rolled over. You kind of moved it aside." So we still believe it. You're like, all right, that's fair enough. You know, like
I remember as a kid looking at it in the supermarket aisle and you're like, you're waiting in line. You're like, wait, what? And you're like, mom. And she's like, oh, that's not like it's the news.
Yeah, it's the news. Yeah. We should be reacting. We should be a lot more upset about what's going on. You know,
let's mobilize against these bat boys taking over.
These bat boys. Yeah.
It must have something to do with COVID.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
Say it anyway for me. Talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
All right, that's the episode. Thank you very much, Nate Bargatze, for coming in and shitting on fucking... non-specific people. We really managed to keep it away from specific people. I thought we were going to. I had this whole plan to be able to like, so he couldn't see, because when you do these Zoom podcasts, providers are recorded on iPhones. He records himself on iPhone, I record myself on iPhone, and then we talk over Zoom and record it on these things separately. And so what I was going to do is like, have like, let's say you wanted to talk shit about somebody. So like, I would write something like this, you know, I don't know. fucking whoever, you know, Tom Cruise. And then I would like show it to him, and then we would show his face going, oh yeah, dude, that guy's for sure in the closet, you know, something like that. But we ended up not having to do it. We kind of just knew what we were talking about. I will say, from what I said in the intro about call comics on not being funny, I'm not saying, I just want to be sure you're clear on this. I'm not saying that they shouldn't make political jokes. Not at all. In fact, if that's what they want to make, that's totally fine. I'm saying make political jokes, not statements. Something of interest. Even if it's like a fun thing like, you know, go Mets. They're my number one team. It's like, all right, that's fun and friendly. The fucking talking down to you like, this is my opinion, you should all know it. It's just like, dude, where's the fun in this? Where's the fun? It's okay to have this opinion. Like what he said, Mulaney. He looked like a fucking elephant in a fucking China shop, whatever it was. It's like, great, make a joke about it and we're all gold. We're the best joke writers in the world. We're stand-up comedians. Maybe actually monologue joke writers. But we're among the best in the world. Why aren't we being funny? So stay in your lane. Absolutely stay in your fucking lane. And with that in mind, I'd like to tell you guys, perhaps for the first time this year, Shroomfest is coming. This year, it's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. The full moon is on Sunday night this year, which is perfect. It's always in the longest night of moonlight, Northern Hemisphere, during the summer. So this year, it's in the weekend. Excuse me, the weekend, summer, longest summer. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So it's Sunday night. August 22nd is the full moon. So anytime, August 21st, 22nd, or 23rd, let's make this a Shroomfest to remember. Nate, I don't think does mushrooms. One time me and Soda were in Bonnaroo, we were all fucking cacked out on shrooms and, goddamn this rain, shrooms and Molly, and having a great time. And this is back when Nate was drinking, and he was like, he had a handle of four, it was like this four wine tower, and you're supposed to crack each one off and hand it for four people. Nate, those were for Nate. He had two of them, gave one of the things away. So we had seven doses of fucking white wine. You fucking, what a housewife. And he just kept berating us for doing drugs. And he was so annoying. He was so annoying. And he's like, I hate your drugs. And me and Soda were like, you're the annoying one. We're in a great mood. And we just had to fucking ditch him. I think it was Pearl Jam or something. We had to ditch him and get out of there. That or LCD Sound System. One of the two. I've seen LCD Sound System two times with Dan Soder. Pretty cool. That Soda one was the time we went back to Bonnaroo. Because we went and he had a girlfriend and she was like annoying the whole time. And then he was like, I got to go again. I'm like, let's get an RV. And we went back and we did it. We did an RV. He had to leave on Sunday night when Azizi came in. What a fucking fun time that was. Anyway, so that's it, you guys. I think you're seeing the fucking, you got to feel the way we feel, where it's like, shut the fuck up. You guys are talking down to us. We don't want to, and it's like part of you sometimes when you agree with one of those celebrities, those actors, and you're like, or comedians turned actors, a lot of comedians that have turned into actors. You agree with the point of view. You're like, yeah, and you probably want to be like, that's true. But then you're like, you got to tell yourself like, well, why aren't you doing this in a funny way? Why aren't you being funny about it? I don't even mind, like, I don't know, posting a cute picture of a fucking, or a cool car. You see a cool car, it's like, hey, look at this cool car I saw in Brooklyn. Okay. You're not talking down to me. It's not, might not be a joke, but at least you're not talking down to me. Telling me, ugh, you know what I mean. Start calling people on it. Don't quote me on it, just for your own sake. Just be like, hey man, could you have done this, like, but like make a joke about it? Hey, I'm all for your expressing your political stances, but since you're a comic, shouldn't the best way to get it out is by making a joke? I don't know. However you want to say it. But that was Nate Bargatze. And don't forget to watch his special, The Greatest Average American, which he is. He doesn't, he even says, in that dinosaur bit he used to have, he even said, like, he's like, I don't know. I'm kind of an idiot. I don't think dinosaurs existed. Whatever. What else is there from this episode? This is fun to do the intro right before and then the outro right after. Don't forget patreon.com/RHFear. New content on there just about every week. Sometimes two in a week, sometimes zero. So just about on average every week. What was I going to say about him? Oh, yeah. It was fun doing that and then doing the outro directly after. Well, this is the next day I did the outro. So I don't know. I guess it's probably March if this is... I mean, there's so many things that are like, I wanted to get into like, there's a sketch show that's become completely political, not completely, but so political that it's like, I can't watch anymore. But I don't know. Maybe it was only for 14-year-olds before. So I don't really know. All these comics. You should see us comics. We talk shit about the other comics. We do it all the time. And we're like, what is, have you seen this? And sometimes we'll look over their threads and we're like, what happened to their jokes? What happened to them? They think they're so fucking important with no research. Just like, is it too hard to ask to have universal health care? No, but why aren't you making a joke about how we have terrible health care in this country? I don't know. Do fans ask for your opinion? Oh, yeah. So I'll just tell you, I got a lot of, and when he said, like, I know who you're talking about, I was thinking about two different people. There's no way I'm going to sell out my friends. You know, I'll do it in a joke way. But, like, if they're under fire for something, why would I have to add in anything but a defense of my friends? Or silence. It's that easy. And if it's something like, I heard they murdered somebody, I'd be like, I don't know. But I'm not going to be like, hey, murder's wrong, and I'm not going to stand by them. Here's what a friend is. If you murdered somebody, I'm getting you in the fucking trunk of my car, and I'm driving you over the border. And then we'll talk about what the fuck you did later. But right now, you're my friend. I'm going to get you to fucking freedom. I'm not even mad at these comics who are selling each other out. Stop doing it. Go call that guy. Apologize for what you said publicly about him. Say, I shouldn't have done that. I don't care what you did. Shouldn't have done it publicly. I'm sorry. And then figure out if you should handle that publicly too. It'll go a long way. Anyway. It was a fun conversation with Nate Bargatze. Always fun to talk to him. After that, we pressed stop on the record button, and then we just talked for another 35, 40 minutes before we had to go to Zany's to record, to work on his new hour. It was great, man. These podcasts, these remote podcasts, especially during lockdown, but for me, you know, I'm pretty much locked down in terms of socially. I'm out in this foreign country, and I can't talk to my friends. It's such a great excuse to talk to my friends. When I do Sixth and Jump with Big J and Dan, and we slowed down on that, by the way, because it's lockdown's over. So it's too hard for us to do it every week. So we've moved the Patreons for Six and Jump down to $1 for everybody. More if you want to get merch. But the base is just $1. We're trying to work it out for YouTube again, where we can just put it up for free on YouTube. It's just a fun podcast we want to do. And now that we're out of lockdown, it's like it's too hard to fucking commit to the time. But the fun thing is, I was going to say, is just talking to your friends. And sometimes, like, so it's over and Dan will be like, okay, I gotta go. He's gotta do something else. And I'll be like, hey, Jay, stay on for a minute. Or Jay will be like, I gotta go. And I'm like, hey, Dan, stay on for a minute. Or I'll gotta go. And Jay and Dan will be like, hey, Jay, hey, Dan, stay on for a minute. You pretty much got all the possible scenarios there. So these things are just like fun for me. It's a fun way to talk to my friends. So, and the conversation doesn't change much. It changes a little bit. We can talk shit about specific people as soon as the recording ends. And we can just talk about, we can literally talk about politics and stuff. Cause we're not, this is not part of our fucking, this is not part of our fucking entertainment. This is not part of our output. We can have fun conversations with each other about politics, about how, what this guy does, talk shit about each other, talk shit about politics, talk shit about our crazy ideas. And he's like, have you ever thought this? Well, I don't know. And it's like, we can do that among friends. That's what we should do. Musicians, comics, actors, talk shit amongst your friends. Don't do it publicly. That's not your art form. Stay in your fucking lane. Again, I'm not saying don't do political humor or don't do social justice humor. Do social justice humor. What's so hard? Anyway, guys, no podcast next week. I need to take a much deserved week off. So, there's not going to be any podcasts next week. I've been working really, really hard. And I just want everybody to know that I'll be out there spending time with my loved ones and getting back to basics. And It is dumb. I never realized that until he pointed out much deserved. I'm gonna go get a much deserved encebolado for breakfast and take a much deserved fucking. I'm gonna put on much deserved socks and my much deserved shoes and get out there and go take a much deserved breakfast. Remember that? Jeff Daniels could do that. Booyakasha. Guys, I forgot what I called it. I called it something fun in the beginning. It's not stay in your lane. It was Hollywood, quit talking down to us. I got to look in the intro and see what I called it. But whatever that was, do that. Please press subscribe right down there on the YouTube channel if you're still watching. I hope you are. So I get more subscribers. You know my goal this year, 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. I got to be able to get that. Come on, help me out there. And don't forget, start looking now for mushrooms. It can be hard to get. Start looking now. You know, if you know when to pick them and that season's coming, they're fucking great. You're better than me. But if you got to fucking find them, put them in a Ziploc bag, put them in the freezer. Mark them so your fucking roommates don't steal them. Say, these are mine for Shroomfest. You want to get, well, if you don't know, there's a whole Shroom, I wrote Shroomfest Primer. Google that, find a whole fucking how to do mushrooms, how much they cost, how much you should do. So I suggest between half an eighth and an eighth. For your first time, half an eighth will cover it. 2 grams. Let's say 2 grams. And you know, you can't go too much. So if you're splitting it up, like, oh, fucking, who's got two? Is it two? Is it, get each a little more. So make sure. That's it. You guys. See you in a couple weeks. Much deserved. Nate's so fucking funny, man. Watch his special, The Greatest Average American, on Netflix. He's so fucking funny. If the wife and I are the fussing brother, that's all right. Because me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Because if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the man at the apartment is a nosy thing. He comes to my door and it's a ring, ring, ring. Don't mind your own business. Hey, won't you mind your own business? Because if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine.
Don't you worry about me, just mind your own business. Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, you'll be busy all the
imagine there's no heaven. easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Imagine all the people
living for today. Yeah.
Imagine there's no countries,
yeah. It isn't hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die for.
And no religion too.
Imagine all the people living for today.
Oh. You may say that I'm a dreamer,
but I'm not the only one.
I hope someday you will join us. And the world will live as one.
Imagine no possessions.
I wonder if you can.
No need for greed and hunger.
Brotherhood of man.
Sharing all the world. You. They say that I'm a dreamer,
but I'm not the only one.
I hope someday you'll join us,
and the world will be as one.